The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Both Clay County basketball teams are red hot and on simultaneous six-game winning streaks for the first time in 2 years. The black and gold squads have swept all the District 6A matchups since Christmas break, and they look to extend the dominance here in Salina tonight as the teams from Trousdale County invade Bulldog Country for the season's first conference rematches. Matt Walker leads his 11-5 Lady Dogs against Jared Hawkins and his 1-10 Lady Yellow Jackets, looking to replicate their 51-point victory from 11 days ago. While Rob Edwards sixes his 13-2 Dogs on the Ryan Sleeper and the 7-4 Yellow Jackets, who nearly stung the black and gold on January the 9th. It's Yellow Jackets and Bulldogs round two here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. And much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our fourth broadcast of the basketball season. For the third time this year, we're at home with the Dogs here in Joe Sims Gymnasium, looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll have the privilege of describing the action for you this evening. Tonight, I think we're going to be without Coach Sims doing the girls' game. He is on the road, won't be here. Later on, we will be joined by former head coach Thomas Watson. And for now, I'm accompanied by the Horizon Sports Network's analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
No place like home, Daniel, and it's a pleasure to be here with you in Salina tonight.
Yeah, two home games this week. This one tonight against Trousdale, and then Friday against Monterey.
Can't beat that. And what about these two Clay County teams? You know, the girls, one district loss and none for the boys, but both records are on the line again here tonight. And, you know, I look for the Lady Dogs to improve. Those pretty easy. But you never know about these Yellow Jackets. They put up a good fight, like you said, down in Hartsville. This could be another dandy, as you say, in the nightcap, Daniel.
Could be. Clay County 7-0 on the boys' side in the district, undefeated. Trousdale sitting there at third place in the district, right behind Pickett. So a formidable team.
Should be a good one, but we wouldn't be here without our sponsors, and we always want to thank them. We hope folks will thank them, too, for making this coverage possible. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and much more. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what is in this week's paper in our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show, as we discuss what appeared in print about the Clay County team's two-game win streak last week. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper in our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. You know, the Lady Dogs made it five in a row last week with wins at the Red Bone Springs and Gordesville, and that headline read, Lady Dogs streak at five, currently second in 6A. After a 5-5 start, you know, they doubled up their win total to get to 10-5. And second in the district behind the leadership of seniors Katie Arms and Rachel Kobus, along with timely contributions from a wealth of underclassmen. You know, they all played big roles in the battle won at neighboring county rival Red Bone Springs before the seniors led the way at Gordesville. Arms had 20-15 to lead the way in both games, while Kobus, junior Eliza Jenkins, also scored in double figures last week. And Daniel Watson not in the papers. Last night's big win over Whitwell. We saw the reemergence of Briley Burchett, Arms, and Kopas. All three had more than 15 points. So the Lady Dogs are on a six-game win streak.
They are, and they're hitting their stride at the right time. We're seeing folks now throw Bella Ashok in there. We've got four or five girls that can go double figures, night in, night out.
Yeah, it's been pretty impressive. And the boys' headline in the newspaper, Dogs back up, AP number three ranking, with back-to-back district wins. The story talks about how the same week the poll was announced, the Dogs notched convincing conference victories over Red Bone Springs and Gordesville. It was no contest at Red Bone Springs. Grant Strong led all scores of 20 in limited action. But the Tigers did put up a fight on their home court, at least at first. But Strong was having nothing of it and blitzed them with 10 of his game-high 27 points in the last minute of the first half. An and-one, a rim-shank and dunk, and a buzzer beater from the volleyball line highlighted the amazing offensive display and the Tigers went from leading to down double digits in an instant. You know, Daniel, they never recovered in the second half. Strong finish off his night, and both Jeffrey Spivey and Eli Smith reached double figures in that one. And another note to this story that just came out today, the new rankings are out. Clay County's up one spot to number two.
Not a surprise there. And as we mentioned, Clay County used to that. They'll disregard all that publicity and just keep playing ball.
That's right. Folks, get all the details about what we just talked about, pictures and more from those games in this week's Del Hollow Horizon. We also want to ask you to remind your friends we're on the air tonight. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus Trousdale County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hollow One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hollow One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Budget Pest Control Girls 6A update. This past Friday and Saturday, district action saw Clark Range defeat Red Bull and Springs on the girls' side 84-45. Clay County beat Gordonsville 67-33. Pickett County beat Monterey 95-59. Jackson County beat Trousdale County 57-49. And then on Saturday night, a district 6A game took place. That was Clark Range and Jackson County. The Lady Buffaloes won 78-40 over the Lady Blue Devils. Tonight's action, 11-4 Clark Range is at 9-4 Pickett County, a great girls game there that's going to take place in Byrdstown. 11-5 Clay County about to get it on with 1-10 Trousdale County. 6-8 Red Bull and Springs travels to 4-13 Monterey. And 2-11 Gordonsville makes the trip to 3-10 Jackson County. Current District 6A standings, Clark Range is in first place with a 7-0 record. The Lady Dogs of Clay County, second place, 6-1 in the district. Third place, Pickett County, 5-1. Fourth place, Red Bull and Springs, 4-4. Fifth place, Gordonsville, 2-4. Sixth place, Jackson County, 2-5. Seventh place, Monterey, 2-6. Eighth place, Trousdale, 0-7. So a clear-cut distinction between the top three teams of Clark Range, Clay County, and Pickett County, and then the other five teams in District 6A on the girls' side. This District 6A update has been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. License to kill. Time now.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Time now for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight, it's much like it was when the dogs played it over at Red Bull and Spring. You know, it's all about this lady dog team developing that depth. They play a lot of players already, so it's time for them to see some time here tonight. Because Trousdale County hadn't won a game in this league. They've won one contest all year. So tonight's one of those nights to get some of these young players some time.
Clay County 11 nights ago, beating the Lady Jackets by 51. Hopefully we'll see more of the same tonight. This has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy Standings Hall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. It is time now to play the national anthem here at Joe Sims Gymnasium. So we will go to one last set of commercials, come back and do the Subway Girls starting lineups. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here live, almost game time. Before we announce the Subway Girls starting lineups, Thomas, I've just got to make mention that Mankin Bacon Trust sponsored flag out there. I've seen it several times now, but just really nice to see the nation honored with that tremendous good-looking flag out there.
No doubt about it, Daniel. A lot of people got behind that project, and Mankin Bacon Trust, I think, financed it, and it's just a really nice asset to this facility.
Great addition. It is time now for the Subway Girls starting lineups. First of all, for Trousdale County, their head coach, Jared Hawkins. They have a 1-10 overall record this year, 0-7 in district play. Starting for them, a junior, number 22, Kaylin Donahoe, and four seniors, number 2, Claire Belcher, number 3, Kenley Brown, number 10, Morgan White, and number 25, Kirsten Eversole. Starting for Clay County, well, first of all, before we announce the starters, their head coach, Matt Walker, in his fifth season overall, 95 wins to 50 losses during his tenure here. Currently this year, Clay County 11-5 overall, 6-1 in district play. And starting tonight for Clay County, a freshman, number 2, Bella Ashlock. A sophomore, number 23, Bradley Burchett. A junior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. And the pair of seniors, number 20, Rachel Copas, and number 24, Katie Arms. Girls starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. We are here tonight in Joe Sims Gymnasium, getting ready for this District 6A girls matchup. The teams met 11 days ago, back on January the 9th in Hartsville. And it was Clay County winners in that one. I don't remember the final score, but it was a 51-point difference in Clay County's favor. So Thomas looking for Matt Walker's squad to get up early tonight, get a good lead, and let a lot of that bench play, hopefully.
And I think that's what you're going to see. You know, in my opinion, since the Pickett County win, Daniel, this team has really elevated their play. We've talked about it. They're as good as any in this conference, and they'll prove it here early tonight, I think.
Clay County, the home squad, dressed in all white tonight. The Lady Yellow Jackets, the visiting team, dressed in their purple with gold numerals. Ashlock and Belcher are going to step in to tip for it. Ashlock controls it, but it goes out of bounds. And it looks like they're saying Trailsdale County ball, because it did go off of Ashlock's hands. So a strange start to this one. I think that's the first basketball game we've called, Thomas, that the tip went out of bounds.
Yeah, it's, you don't see that much.
So here we go. Trailsdale County with it. Number 25, Kirsten Eversole, firing a three. That pass partially blocked, picked up by Katie Arms. She hands off to Copas. Copas can run the offense, sets up at the top of the key, goes to Ashlock in the corner, back out to Arms out top, swinging it around the perimeter. Copas, a nice pass down low to Ashlock, shot up from right block, good. And Clay County's in front, 2-0. Bella Ashlock continues to have a great season. Spoke with Coach Walker about her earlier today, and just a great young player, a ton of potential, and still a freshman, still probably gets a little nervous on some of these big games. It's a three-pointer knockdown by Morgan White, but she has quickly matured, and quickly Clay County comes the other way. Riley Burchett has it knocked out of her hands, and they're going to say that Trailsdale ball that touched Burchett last.
Yeah, just follow up on Ashlock there. You're right, Daniel. You've seen her add to her game as each game is played in this first 13, 15 games of her career. You know, we know she can score the ball when she's got the confidence to do so. We've seen her rebound, and I think she had 12 boards in one of those contests last week.
Well, she had, I think, either 5, 6, or 7 steals in the Whitwell game the other night. So we see her do it in all phases, scoring on the boards, steals. First foul of the game is called against Trailsdale County. It's number 22, Kaylin Donahoe, putting Clay County back in possession. 6:55 on the clock. Clay County trailing 3-2. Copas, layup, good. And Rachel will go to the line after drawing that foul. Going to try to complete the three-point play, and Copas has really turned on here in the last month or so. We knew she was a great player, but Thomas, we're seeing those numbers rise, 7-8 assists a game, starting to get into double figures on scoring, and that's what we need. If we're going to knock off the Lady Buffaloes here in the district, get past Pickett again, we've got to see that team effort led by these seniors.
No doubt about it, and they have been stepping up, just like you said. Katie Arms, the leading scorer. She's got the ball now out top, been scoring right around, 15 a game, something like that. But we saw Rachel step up last night against Whitwell as Arms drives and gets fouled there, Daniel.
Third-team foul going to be called against Trailsdale County. Copas did miss that free throw. The rebound was controlled by Clay County, and that's how we see Arms at the line now. Foul was called on Morgan Wine, her first. I missed one of those fouls from Trailsdale. His Arms misses the first of two free throws. Looking at season totals provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows, we see that Katie from the free throw line, a 60% shooter, known as a good shooter, but has had a little bit of trouble at the free throw line this year. She's 50% on the night so far, 1 of 1 from the line as she hit the second. A little bit of pressure being applied by Clay County in the backcourt. Trailsdale beats it, though. They safely get it down the court in the hands of Kinley Brown. She fires a long two-pointer. It's good. And Trailsdale's got them knotted up 5-5. 6:15 mark first quarter. Katie Arms post pass down low back to Arms from Burchett. Nice assist in the paint from Burchett to Arms. And Katie adds 2 points from left block. I think this is a full-court man press that we're seeing out of Clay County. And Bella Ashlock comes up with the steal. Off of good pressure, passes ahead to Katie Arms. Arms in the paint, cuts across to the right, shots up good, and she's going to go back to the line. Katie's done a nice job of drawing contact this year. This will be her 29th trip to the free throw line this season.
She has, Daniel. You know, she got the quickness to get around, and then she's got the strength to create an and-one opportunity just like she converted there.
Putting her team up 10-5. doubled up. The Lady Yellow Jackets has Clay County at this point. Here we see that pressure again. The Lady Jackets struggling with it. And a foul going to be called against Katie Arms, her first personal of the contest, and Clay County's first team foul. Lady Jackets inbound, and still we see this full court man being applied. Katie Arms swats it out of bounds, denying the inbound pass. Travis Doug going to try it again.
We saw that be a key against Whitwell last night, Daniel. The full court pressure, just the defense, the intensity of it, kind of wore that Tigerette team down and let Clay County go on a huge run in that second half.
Kobus with the steal, misses the shot from the paint, though. Trails, they're going to come back the other way. The Lady Jackets just struggling with this pressure. Finally, they get across the timeline. Number 22, that's Donahoe, has it out top. Now pass down low, and a score by Clara Belcher, number 2, a senior. This is an experienced team that Jared Hawkins has with Trousdale County. 4 seniors in the start lineup. However, they have won only 1 contest on the year, 1-10 overall.
Go to a 2-3 zone here, Daniel. We've seen Clay County beat that with a high-low, just like you see right there, Burchett to Ashlock.
Ashlock with 4 points in the contest. Clay County with 12. They lead 12-7 over Trousdale, who now has the ball. 5 minutes left in this opening quarter. Lady Jackets with it. Kenley Brown passes across to Donahoe. Donahoe picks up the dribble, swings back across to Brown. She fires a long three-pointer and knocks it down. Looks like her toe was on the line to me, but they credit her with a triple, and it's 12-10. Trousdale County refusing to go away early in this one. We wanted to see Clay County come out and dominate, and they have scored well as Katie Arms knocks down another. Arms has been red hot from behind the arc in the last 3 contests. We saw her hit 3 at Rebel and Springs the other night. I think she hit 4 against Whitwell here last night, and there she hits her first attempt tonight. On the season, Arms firing up 65 three-pointers coming into this game. Has hit 26 of them, Thomas, 40% percentage from behind the line.
Yeah, and like you say, of late, she's really come on from behind the arc back there. Whitwell all night long played in the extended zone. That's how you get them out of a zone quick, is Katie Arnold from deep. And I tell you, another player, Rachel Kopas, I'm not sure how many she had last
3
night,
I believe.
But she was deadly from back there, too.
Well, Coach Walker told me today that approximately 10 three-pointers his squad hit last night, 30 points just off those shots.
Here comes Arms again.
Fires it. Ooh, in and out. No good. What a great shot, though. However, the rim was just not very kind to Katie on that one, and a jump ball is called. 3:53 mark of this opening quarter. 15-10 the score. Clay County with a 5-point lead. First substitution of the game for the Lady Dogs. Abby Head checks in. Eliza Jenkins checks out.
I think the difference here is what you've seen tonight. Trousdale County making shots early, Daniel. Not really something they're known for.
That's true. That's true, and it's kept them in this game to this point. 15-10 the score. Trousdale with the ball. Belcher, left elbow shot. No good. Missed everything. Goes out of bounds. Clay County with the opportunity. Yeah, Clay County's not played bad at all. It's just that Trousdale's hit some of these long shots. Kogus with it. Going to come across the timeline. The senior 4-year starter feeds inside to the freshman Ashlock. She passes down on to Burchett. Now they swing it back to Copa. She fires a 3. No good. Rebounded by Burchett. Her foot back good. Riley Burchett cleaning it up down low.
And that's kind of how she got going last night, too. Offensive rebounds and putbacks and kind of got her feet under and had a great second half.
Katie Arms with the steal. She's in a trap trying to get out of it right now. Does so. Passes ahead to Ashlock. Ashlock ahead now to Copas. Rachel being defended by Donahoe. Drives against her, gets to the free throw line, kicks it into the left corner to Head, down low now to Burchett. Her shot up and good. 2 points good from the left block, and a timeout taken by Jared Hawkins and Trousdale County. 2:55 left in the first quarter. Clay County 19, Trousdale 10.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live as we see another turnover forced by this Clay County defensive pressure. Katie Arms came up with the steal. As she came back down the other way, a foul was called against Trousdale. Number 30, Jaslyn Marshall, picking up that personal. Clay County on the inbound. Abby Head adding her first points of the contest. Give her two from right block. 21-10 now the score. And Clay County starting to pull away. 11 points the difference, their biggest lead of the night. Marshall with it. Works ahead to Eversole. Eversole to Belcher. Now back to Eversole, who has it out top. Picks up the dribble. Tries to feed Belcher. Ball goes out of bounds. A lot of empty possessions for the Lady Jackets. 2:15 left in this first quarter. Arms going to run the point, looks like, for head coach Matt Walker. Ashlock now. Swings to Copas. Now Arms, left corner. Three-pointer too strong. Went over the top. Rebounded by Jaslyn Marshall for Trousdale County. Marshall loses the handle. Picked up by Head. She passes ahead to Arms. Arms shot up left block. No good. Cleaned up, though, by Bella Ashlock. She's got six in this first quarter. 23-10. Clay County up by 13. This is the ninth time Coach Walker has met the Lady Yellow Jackets. He has an 8-1 record against them as Marshall fires a three-pointer and knocks it down. A good shot by Jaslyn Marshall, keeping her squad in it here. 23-13 the score. Copas, left wing, drives inside, six-foot jumper, no good. Off the back of the iron, ball was grabbed by Burchett, and they're going to call Briley for the personal foul. Got a little sloppy trying to go after the ball. Most folks will remember that lone loss Coach Walker has against the Lady Jackets came in last year's District 6A quarterfinal, eliminating the Lady Dogs from postseason play last year. Tough loss there, Thomas. Trousdale played good that night. They had several seniors on last year's squad that graduated, moved on. Tori Simmons, one of them. There was a Donahoe that's a sister to the young lady that's playing tonight. They had some good players that have graduated and have just struggled replacing what they lost.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it wasn't a bad team last year. Probably about a 500 team, and that was probably a signature win of the Trousdale County coach's career, no doubt about it, Daniel, and a huge upset for the Lady Dogs, and honestly a disappointing end to the 2020 season.
Certainly was, and you can bet when the teams met back on January 9th that revenge was definitely on the mind of the Lady Dogs, and they got it with that 51-point victory. Kirsten Eversole at the line. She knocks down both of those free throws, drawing the Lady Yellow Jackets back within eight. 23-15 to score. Exactly 1 minute left here in this opening quarter as Rachel Copas is going to trot it down the floor. Clay County on pace to score a bunch tonight. His Arms fires another and hits it. 26 points in this opening quarter for Clay County. However, Trousdale with 15 of their own. Right now, the Lady Dogs lead by 11. 40 seconds left. Eversole with it. Comes across the line. Picks up the dribble. Hands off to Belcher. Belcher into the paint. Working against Hannah Raines, who's in. Raines with good defense. Denies the shot. It is rebounded, though, by Eversole, who traveled. She hit her shot, but walked prior to releasing the ball.
That last three-pointer, Katie Arms into double figures already in this first quarter, Daniel. She's got a cool dozen with 12.
Impressive. 23 seconds left in this opening quarter. Copas with it. Now Raines at the free throw line. Kicks out the head. Her three-pointer good. Abby Head has really come on. Is a great player this year. On the floor for Clay County, we see Hannah Raines, Katie Arms, Rachel Copas, Cherokee Upton, and Abby Head. Kirsten Eversole into the paint. Picks up the dribble. Jaslyn Marshall fires the three and banks it in. Buzzer sounds here at Clay County High School, and the first quarter's over. It's been an entertaining one. Clay County 29, Trousdale 18.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live for the second quarter. Clay County in possession to get it underway. Burchett with it. Right elbow, and she's going to be knocked to the ground. Foul to be called against Trousdale County. Claire Belcher picking up the personal. Clay County going to inbound from beneath their own goal. In case you're not watching the video feed tonight and only listening, Clay County working at the hoop to our left in this first half of play. Trousdale County, the hoop to our right. Burchett misses the shot from the paint. Rebounded by Trousdale County. Kaylin Donahoe with it. Left wing gives up to Jazz Marshall. She feeds Belcher. Not Belcher, but Eversole. I'm sorry. Eversole on the drive. She gives to Belcher. Her shot's up. No good. Rebound by Kirsten Eversole. Put back no good. Rebounded this time by Eversole again. And she scores on that second try. Trousdale County fighting and clawing in this one. 29-20 the score. Clay County playing good offensive basketball, but so is Trousdale. His arms fires a three and misses it. Upton looked like she had saved it, but the ball hit out of bounds. And Trailsdale going to retake possession of it. On the floor for Clay County, after some substituting, we see Cherokee Upton, Katie Arms, Hallie Buford, Zoe Hayes, and Bradley Burchett.
Yeah, Daniel, you talked about it. 29 first quarter points from Clay County. Not many times it's just a 9-point ball game here early in the second when that happens.
Yeah, they're on pace to score over 100 if they keep this up. Belcher with it, has the pass stolen by Burchett, and a foul going to be called. Trousdale in foul trouble here early in this second quarter, 7:03 on the clock, and that already the seventh team foul against Trousdale County. A lot of free throw opportunities coming here in this second quarter. Let's check Burchett's percentage on the year. Coming into tonight's contest, a 77% free throw shooter has hit 46 of 60 from the line this year.
Pretty solid there, Daniel.
Once again, those stats provided by assistant coach Andrew Metis. He tracks a lot more than what we're able to share. Very impressive what Andrew does for not only the Lady Dogs, but also the Bulldogs, too. Burchett does hit the first. Second one's away. Also good. Seven minutes left, second quarter. Clay County leads by 11, 31-20. Trousdale with the ball, Eversole with it. Hands off to Marshall, who's in a trap of Jenkins and Buford. And that defensive pressure almost creates a turnover. However, a foul going to be called against Bradley Burchett, her second personal of the contest. Clay County's fourth team foul.
Well, she picked up the foul there. That's another area we've seen Burchett improve here in her sophomore season. She's really getting out on the floor and guarding people.
Yeah, and doing a pretty good job of staying out of that foul trouble that right. She easily got into last year. Trousdale with the ball. A new face in, number four. She fires a jumper. No good. Rebounded by Burchett. That was Elise Satterfield who fired that shot. Burchett with it. Gives it up to Arms. Arms with it on right wing. Swings it to Buford. Now Jenkins at left wing. Eliza drives inside, left-handed jumper's good off the glass. First points of the night for the junior, Eliza Jenkins, putting Clay County up 33-20. A few stat leaders here from the series over the last couple years. As Sadie Arms gets a steal and is going to be fouled and go to the line, Claire Belcher going to pick up her second personal of the contest. A recent one here as far as the scoring champ right now against Trousdale, Taylor Strong, back in 2019. She scored 32 against them in a contest, Thomas. Katie,
you know, you don't see many female athletes break that 30 mark, and I'm pretty sure that she did it multiple times along with her classmate and all-time leading scorer, Kenji Arms.
Well, as I look at the top five leading scores against them, it's all Strong and Arms here. Taylor with 32, Kenji with 26, Taylor with 22, and Kenji with 22 twice against the Lady Jackets. His Arms knocks down both of those, Thomas?
That's right.
Hit them both. And of interest here, Katie Arms last year hit 12 free throws against Rousdale, and she is the single game leader against the Lady Jackets in free throws made. 34-20 the score. Rousdale with the ball. Satterfield inside. Shots up. Goes out of bounds. They're saying it was just an errant shot, and Clay County going to take back over. Thomas, I noticed something
was
wrong.
Well, going by the scoreboard there, I guess Arms missed that first one while we were talking.
Okay. I need to pay more attention. Coach Sims is usually here to keep me straight. He is not with us right now tonight. We hope he's safe out on the roads. Ashlock, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebounded by Trousdale County. Actually, Jenkins going to come in and save it. She hands off to Hayes. Hayes tries to pass to Copas down low. That pass stolen by Everso, who hands off to Jaslyn Marshall. Marshall with it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble, works ahead to Satterfield, and they're going to say she double-dribbled. Trousdale, if they could eliminate some of the ball handling errors that they've had, Thomas, and I'm kind of glad they've made them because we do have a 14-point lead thanks to it, but eliminate those self-destructive mistakes, and they're really in this thing.
Yeah, and it's all because of the shooting, Daniel. We see them put up 18 first-quarter points. They scored one bucket since then to get to 20. You know, like I say, kind of uncharacteristic of this Lady Yellow Jacket team, the way they shot the ball early in this game, really.
34-20 the score. Clay County with a 14-point lead. Burchett at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. 5:26 left in this second quarter and 9 team fouls already against Trousdale. Front end's away. Riley hits it, earns the right to shoot the second. The next time Trousdale commits a foul, it's going to be two shots from the line because it'll be double bonus. Second one's away, also good. Bradley perfect from the free throw line tonight so far. Clay County up 36-20. Marshall with it. Works ahead to Everso. Everso out top. Driving, working against Burchett all the way to the left block. Kicks it out now to number 10, Morgan White. White back inside to Everso, who puts it in. Kirsten Everso having a good ball game here tonight in Salina. Arms with it, left wing, back to Copas out top. Swung around now to Jenkins at right wing. She cuts the right elbow. Now to Katie Arms across the point. No good on the three-point shot from left wing. Rebounded by Copas.
See Trousdale County staying in this 2-3 zone. They're not extending it near as far as Whitwell did last night, and not near as active as the Tigers, Lady Tigers, I guess, were.
Got Ashlock and Burchett down there on those posts as Briley adds more points with an under the goal hook shot, I guess we'll call it, almost a reverse layup. I'm not quite sure how to describe it, but she adds two more in a very tough way. But, Thomas, when we play Ashlock as a post, and we've got Bella and Briley down there, that's a freshman and sophomore that are very tough down there. Just imagine what they're going to be as a senior and a junior in 10 more years.
Yeah, no doubt about it. With the depth of this team, you know, the future's bright with all these young players getting so much time.
Arms with it. She's fouled, going to go to the line to shoot, too. I missed what happened at the Trailsdale end, just another turnover. I'm not sure who stole it. Halfway through this second quarter, 38-22 the score. Clay County in front by 16, and Arms at line to shoot two. Ashlock going to get a break on the floor for Clay County. Sophomore Bradley Burchett, senior Rachel Copas, senior Katie Arms, who hits that first free throw. Junior Eliza Jenkins and sophomore Abby Head. Head kind of has established herself as that sixth person off the bench this year so far for Coach Walker, and as we saw her knock down that three-pointer earlier, we get an idea of why he goes to her early and often.
It's just her overall play, too. She's very, very quick. She's greedy. She plays great defense and doesn't make many mistakes either, Daniel.
She is defending right now against Trousdale's number 3, Kenley Brown. Brown gets it across the timeline into the hands of Morgan White. She passes down low to number 44. Charlie Dixon, I had to find her name. And Dixon with it again. She missed the one I was calling a moment ago and misses that one as well. And a foul going to be called on Rachel Kopas, sending Kimberly Brown to the line to shoot two.
Called it on Arms, I think, Daniel.
It's strange. I thought it was Kopas that come over the top there, but Arms does get the call. Second personal foul for Katie. First free throw is away and no good. McKinley Brown. She gets the opportunity to shoot another one here. Clay County up by 18. 40-22. Misses that one short off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Bradley Burchett. Burchett ahead to Arms. Katie loses the handle on the pass. Turns around and picks it back up. Gets it to Rachel Kopas. Kopas currently sitting second all time in assists for Lady Bulldog basketball, trailing only the great Amanda Kendall. And I think she's over 500 and maybe about 50 behind Kendall as Arms knocks down another three-pointer. Kopas, of course, a great point guard, has had the pleasure of playing with some great scorers who have made a lot of those shots off those good passes, but she's done a great job of distributing the basketball during her time.
She has, Daniel, you know, and I guess she's going to be a four-year starter as of this year. Just been kind of the heart and soul of this team for a long time, you know, doing the dirty work, feeding the scores, if you will, throughout her career, and good to see her climb into the history books.
Ball knocked out of bounds, they say, by Trousdale County. Looked to me like Clay County touched it last. However, the Lady Dogs have possession of it here. 3:10 left in this second quarter. Clay County 43, Trousdale County 22. 21 points the difference. Biggest lead of the night for Clay County.
We see Riley Burchett. She's got 10 already tonight in Arms with that last three. 18 first half points.
Kopas inside. Right-handed hook shot. No good. Rebound by Burchett. Putback no good. Under a lot of contact. No whistles. Whoa, though. Trousdale with the rebound. Morgan White with it. She's defended by Head. White gives off to Brown. Brown fires a three from right wing. No good. Missed everything. Kopas saves it into the hands of the waiting Charlie Dixon. She misses that shot. Upton with the rebound. Handed off quickly to Kopas. Kopas to Arms. She fires a three. It looks good, and it is. You could just tell when it left her hands, Thomas. We had a good vantage point of it, and it was headed straight for the net. Katie really, really coming alive in these last couple weeks from distance behind the arc.
She's really finding her stroke. She's got the confidence to pull the trigger at any given time in the ballgame, Daniel, and you can see it's paying off for her.
Current three-point leader in a single game against Trousdale is Taylor Strong, who made five back in 2019. Arms already with four, is that right?
That's right.
Points added by number 44, Charlie Dixon. Zoe Hayes running the point for Mount Walker's team right now. Works it to Upton in the corner. She fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Trousdale. The rebounder's in a trap, and you're going to say she steps on the baseline. Trousdale County losing another possession here, and Clay County going to inbound from beneath their own goal. Checking into the game, Hannah Raines and Rachel Kopas on the floor. Joining them are Zoe Hayes, Cherokee Upton, and Katie Arms. Minute 54 left here in this second quarter. Clay County 46, Trousdale County 24. 22 points the difference. Arms, three-pointer, left corner, no good. Rebounded by Cherokee or Rachel Kopas. Kopas with it quickly out top, resets things, drives, kicks again to Arms. She fires again. This time it's no good. Rebounded by Dixon. Dixon's pass stolen by Arms. She's going to try it this time from right block, and she's absolutely mauled, knocked to the ground. Going to go to the line to shoot two. Foul called against senior Kenley Brown from Trousdale County, her first personal. In the round, Trousdale's 12th to 13th team foul here in the first half. Arms hits the front end here. 47-24 the score, minute 33 left in the quarter. Next action for the Lady Dogs comes this Friday night here at Joe Sims Gymnasium against Monterey. Governor Bill Lee's executive order, I was told earlier, was extended. Some stipulations were changed. It'll be opened up, and a charge called. Charlie Dixon wore the shoulder and absolutely running over Hannah Raines.
Raines doing a great job giving up her body there. A big play for the senior, and she takes the harm, Daniel.
Minute 26 left in the quarter, 48-24. As I was mentioning, Governor Lee did extend that executive order Clay County High School will put out a statement tomorrow talking about who is now included. It's my understanding, perhaps, that it'll be extended to include players' grandparents, perhaps some others. I'm not sure. I'm not going to officially say right now because I just honestly don't know. The high school will announce tomorrow who's allowed in. As Copas adds the 10-foot jumper. Nice touch on the jump shot by the senior. 50-24 the score. Clay County in front by 26. Another steal. Hannah Raines comes up with it. Passes ahead to Katie Arms. Left block shots up. No, they're saying she traveled. 55 seconds left here in this first half. Trousdale inbound.
That news you're talking about, the governor making those decisions, came out late this afternoon, Daniel. And there's a lot of people that haven't had a chance to mull through that entire document to figure out exactly who will be allowed to attend.
We do know that we will continue to carry games, so if you're still not able to come, we'll try to be here for you. As 2 points are added for Trousdale by junior Kalen Donahoe. 35 seconds left here in the second quarter. Zoe Hayes with it out top. Coach Walker up on the floor, sending in instructions to his squad. The junior Hayes with it. Swings to Raines, who's behind the arc in the left corner. Inside to Copas. Now Arms swinging around to Upton. She fires the three from right wing. No good. Got her on rebound. Baseline pass over to Arms. Shots up good. 8-foot jumper from right baseline. Good by Katie Arms. And she has over 20, I believe, in this first half of play.
25, Daniel.
Wow.
Really came on here in this second quarter.
Jaslyn Marshall layup. No good. Rebound Copas. 3 seconds. She has it stripped from her. This half's going to end in a mess. 52-26 at the end of two quarters. Clay County has exactly doubled up Trousdale County here in the first half of play.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where the Clay County Lady Bulldogs lead the Frausdale County Lady Yellow Jackets 52-26 here at halftime, and it's come on the back of one of the best nights from senior Katie Arms. She's got 25 points here in the first half, made 4 3-pointers, just a great performance by her. Riley Burchett has 10 also for Clay County. Rachel Copas has 4. Bella Ashlock has 6, Liza Jenkins 2, and Abby Head 5. For Trousdale County, Jazz Marshall and Kirsten Eversole both have 6 points. Kinley Brown has 5, Claire Belcher 2, Morgan White 3, Kaylin Donahoe 2, and Charlie Dixon 2 for the Lady Yellow Jackets. Clay County led 29-18 at the end of the first quarter, scored almost 30 points in the opening 8 minutes, and then outscored Trousdale County 23-8 in the second stanza to take this 26-point halftime lead, where they lead 52-26 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Three minutes and 20 seconds left before we get this third quarter underway. Clay County leading 52-26 right now at this point at halftime. Kind of what we expected, other than Trousdale County hitting a lot of shots. And in one way, Thomas, I'm glad they did, because it gives it more interesting for us broadcasting the game a little bit. But Clay County going to hang on to this and go ahead and be 7-1 in the district with Monterey coming in Friday night. And honestly, the Lady Wildcats down this year, there is a clear separation between Clark Range, Pickett, and Clay's girls and the other 5 teams in the district. Big one happening in Burgstown tonight. The Lady Buffaloes and the Lady Bobcats getting it on.
Yeah, and that could go either way. I'll just be honest with you. And we talked about it a little bit pregame here too, Daniel. You know, Clark Range is not wearing the armor this year. They're not. You know, we saw Clay County upset them and beat them last year. To me, they're a little vulnerable. You know, I mean, they've got the speed with the Monday girls, but they can be beat,
yeah.
No doubt about it. Now, Clay County came out and It didn't play very well in that first matchup. I'll agree with that. They've got a shot. They're playing as good as anybody right now. With Katie Arms, the way she's shooting the ball, Rachel Cobles, we talked about it already tonight. This team is really making a run here through the meat of the conference play.
They are, and that next big matchup coming on a Tuesday night, I'm not sure when, a couple weeks from now,
Next Tuesday.
Okay, so a week from tonight. We will have that game. We'll be on hand in Clark Range. So not looking past the Lady Wildcats. I know Coach Walker would never do that, but us as media members, we can kind of do that a little bit and circle that next big game for the Lady Dogs on that schedule. I do want to go ahead and mention, because some folks may not know, we do have five new members to the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame that were voted in a week or so ago. They were announced this past week in the Delhomme Horizon newspaper. There were four athletes and coaches that were put in that category, and one contributor. The five newest members are Johnny McLaren, Gary Plumley, Bob Prophet being the contributor of the group, Jeff Brown, and Brittany Walker Huckabee. So very excited to announce those five newest members. We have had a bit of trouble scheduling out and planning when we're going to do that induction. It was supposed to be this coming Friday night at the Monterey game, but we pushed that date back, waiting to see what the governor would do with this executive order. It's my understanding now that there still probably will be limitations in place on February the 6th against Macon County, a Saturday night game when we had planned to reschedule that ceremony. It's quite possible that the induction of those five newest members will have to take place in August at the first home football game against Jackson County at halftime of that. So very excited about those five guys, new members coming into the fold. However, may have to delay the induction of them.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about the atmosphere here at these ball games. There's just not any. And it'd be a shame to induct somebody into that prestigious group and their family not be able to be here.
Right.
And honestly, under the executive order, they wouldn't be allowed to be here.
Right. Only household members of players. There are going to be some changes to that Clay County High School will announce tomorrow. That buzzer signifies the end of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, and it's ready for second half action here at Joe Sims Gymnasium between the Clay County Lady Bulldogs and the Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets, 52-26 the score. They'll swap ends of the floor. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our right during the second half. Trousdale County the hoop to our left on the floor for Clay County. The original five starters of Katie Arms, Rachel Copas, Eliza Jenkins, Bella Ashlock, and Briley Burchett. Ashok passes inside the arm. She works in the paint. Shot up from right block. No good. Got her on rebound. Put back no good. Once again got her on rebound. And she's going to back it out. And now feeds it inside to Ashok. And what a pass across the paint to Burchett. She missed the shot. Got her on rebound. And put it back. But the awareness of Bella Ashok was just tremendous on that play.
Yeah, no look almost, Daniel. She did kind of peek after she released it, but just knew Burchett would be there diving to the block.
I've said it before, looked a lot like her older brother, Jake Ashlock, who did that so many times for Coach Edwards and the Bulldogs during his career. Briley Burchett with the steal on the other end, quickly ahead now to Ashlock. She can't handle the pass, has to circle back out with it. Feeds Jenkins, now arms out top. Katie with it. Swings it to Eliza. Now Bella. Inside to Copas. 8-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by Brown for Trousdale. 6:50 left in this third quarter. 54-26 the score. Clay County in front. Copas with good defense on Brown. She finally gets across the timeline. Pushes off. It's not called, though. And she throws it out of bounds. Clay County going to get the ball after the no call on the offensive foul. Let's say 28 points the difference right now, 54-26.
Yeah, it takes a little time to do that math.
Yeah, it did. I started to say 18 points the difference, but it's 28. Copas, long three-pointer fired and good. What a shot. Rachel Copas. 57-26, Clay County in front by 31. They beat them by 51 at Hartsville back on January the 9th. Jaslyn Marshall with it. At right elbow, picks up the dribble, has it knocked out of her hands, and she regroups. Passes over to Morgan White, her three-pointer good. Trousdale continuing to hit some shots here. Clay Kenny quickly into the paint. Burchett shot up. No good. Kept alive by Ashlock. Now in the hands of Arms, who's going to drive with it into the paint. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Jaslyn Marshall. Brown with it across the timeline. Well defended by Katie Arms. Another three-pointer attempted by Morgan White. She knocks it down. 2 for 2 is Morgan White here for Trousdale in the third quarter. 57-32. Already Trousdale with more points in the contest than they had in the entirety of the four quarters the last time the teams met. As Copas adds two more.
She's nearing double figures, Daniel. She's got 9.
Marshall with it across the timeline. Hands off to Donahoe. Donahoe at left elbow. Picks up the dribble. Kicks it to White. She wants to pull the trigger. Does so. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Copas. This is the first District 6A rematch for Clay County this year. As Copas is going to be fouled and go to the line.
Yeah, both teams heading down the home stretch of this league schedule, Daniel. Second time around for each team. It usually gets quite a bit tougher, as you've seen here tonight. Trousdale County, staying with Clay County early in this first quarter. Again, the Lady Dogs are kind of flexing their muscles now, but the second time around can be tough in district play.
It can. Both of those free throws were made, putting Clay County in front 61-32. 4:56 left in the quarter. Still on the inbound. Copas knocked it down. Arms picked it up, threw it back to her. Katie gets the assist. Rachel gets the points. And a timeout taken by Trousdale County. 4:52 mark of the third quarter. Clay County 63, Trousdale 32.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Morgan White adds two more points for Trousdale. She's got 8 points in the third quarter for the Lady Jackets. Katie Arms, three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Burchett, put back, no good. And rebounded by Trousdale. Donahoe with it, coming quickly. 2-on-2. Now 3-on-2 as Burchett comes in and gets the steal. They're going to call her for a foul, though I'm afraid. No, they're going to call it on Brown for Trousdale. Burchett was in position, had the ball. Just a great hustle play by Bradley Burchett. She could have easily trotted down and not got involved, but hustled down and come up with the steal. She comes out. Izzy Hale checks in for the first time tonight. Also on the floor, junior Lauren Weaver. So on the floor for Clay County, Katie Arms, Rachel Copas, Eliza Jenkins, Izzy Hale, and Lauren Weaver. Hale to the hoop, scores. Aggressive play by the sophomore. Halfway through the third quarter, 4 minute mark exactly. 65-34 the score. Clay County in front. Morgan White fires a three, no good. Rebound Katie Arms. Katie with it. Comes across the timeline. She has numbers. Inside to Hale. Shots up. Good. Izzy Hale with the last 4 points. And a great bounce pass from Katie Arms to the sophomore post. Jaslyn Marshall with it across the timeline. Gets into a trap. Weaver gets a hand on it, picked up by Copas. Copas with it now into the paint, passes ahead to Weaver. However, Donahoe there to get her hands on the ball at the same time in a jump ball call, possession arrow in favor of Clay County. And subs for head coach Matt Walker, Hallie Buford checking in, Abby Head, and Zoe Hayes. So on the floor, we have juniors, Lauren Weaver and Zoe Hayes. Sophomores, Abby Head and Izzy Hale, and freshman, Hallie Buford. Coach Walker was such a deep bench this year. He's got around 11 to 12 girls that have business on the floor playing ball. Honestly, he does have a few younger players who are less experienced, but a very deep bench for Coach Walker this year.
Yeah, a lot of them getting playing time. We talked about it in Tipsy's take in the beginning. This is what we expected to see, maybe some in the first half, as it's all reserves in there, the no starters at this point, Daniel.
3:13 left in this third quarter. Trousdale on the inbound. Donahoe no good on the shot. Kept it alive, though. Got it into the hands of Claire Belcher. Her 8-foot jumper in and out, no good. Rebounded by Weaver. She hands off to her classmate Hayes. Zoe with it across the timeline. Passes ahead to Hale. That pass stolen, though, by Eversole. Eversole works ahead to Belcher. Abby Head got away with the reach in. No foul call, though. Satterfield shot up from right baseline, no good. However, number 44, Charlie Dixon, had an opportunity but could not convert. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County going to take back over.
That'd be the last time we see Arms. Didn't get on the board there in the third quarter. Probably finished with 25 tonight. One of her better games of her career.
Certainly so. Not sure what her career high is. I think she's crept into the upper 20s once before. But just a great night for her. How many three-pointers at this point? Four?
Ended up being four, didn't
it? We may see her again at the start of the fourth for a minute or two. Hale in the paint. Shots up. No good. Kept alive by Weaver. However, it's grabbed by Eversole. Eversole with it. She's played a good game tonight for head coach Jared Hawkins. She passes off to Satterfield. Satterfield now has her pass stolen by Abby Head, and quickly Abby's coming the other way. Has help from Zoe Hayes, and the layup is missed by Hayes. Put back by Head. He is no good. Rebounded by Satterfield. Foul going to be called. I believe Lauren Weaver. No, Abby Head going to be called for the contact. Clay County's second team foul of the second half. Share a few more of these series leaders for Clay County. Assist leader, Taylor Strong, she had 8 back in 2018. Steal leader, Jada Kerr, 9 steals back in 2016 against the Lady Yellow Jackets. Rebound leaders, this is an interesting one. Kenzie Arms had 16 in 2019. Her mom, Tia Ashlock Arms, had 13 back in 1993, so mother and daughter sets atop the rebound list against Trousdale as Abby Head adds 2 more points. Clay County in front, 69-34. Minute and a half left in this third quarter. Donahoe with it out top for Trousdale County. Thinking about pulling the trigger, does so. Long three-pointer is good. Kaylin Donahoe knocking it down, and Trousdale has been impressive on their shots from distance tonight. Hallie Buford, layup, left side, no good. She draws the foul. And she'll go to the line to shoot 2. Looking at those assist leaders against Trousdale, we see Rachel Kopas' name come up a lot there at the top. She had 8 last year against them, and 3 times she's had 7 assists. We're not sure what that tally will be so far tonight. We have to wait until we get the game report, the official game report, from assistant coach Andrew Mattis. Buford missed that first one, Thomas?
I think so. I didn't see the scoreboard change.
69-37, Clay County in front as Buford prepares for the second one. It's away. Good. 70-37, minute 19 left in the third quarter. Big boys game coming up after this. Clay County the number one seed right now in the District 6A standings. Trousdale sits third. They had a tough, hard-fought game 11 days ago on January the 9th in Hartsville. I expect the same out of Trousdale tonight. Jazz Marshall with it at the free throw line. Kicks out to Brown at right wing. She swings it to back to Jazz Marshall. Now back to Brown. She drives baseline. Cut off by Abby Head. Pass inside to Eversole. Shots up. No good, but a foul going to be called against Zoe Hayes. Eversole at the line to shoot 2. 44 seconds left here in this third quarter. First one's up, a little short. Second one's away, and it's good. Clock is yet to start here. Still 44.2 seconds as Hayes drove the length of the court with no time expiring. And now the officials are going to get it straightened out. Going to reset things here. 40 seconds on the clock as Weaver's going to inbound. 71-38 to score. Clay County in front. Head with it. Right wing. Inside now to Weaver. She's in the paint. Passes off to Hayes. A nice little pass. However, Hayes could not convert on the points. 29.3 seconds left in the third. Donahoe going to walk it down. Four trials down. She's picked up by Hayes. Hayes, a good player, just kind of had the misfortune, if you want to call it that, to be right behind Rachel Copas. Hayes would be a starter for many of the teams in District 6A at point guard. But the talented senior's been right there in front of her throughout her career. So no doubt Hayes is ready to fill those shoes next year once Copas is gone.
Yeah, she's a great overall player. She doesn't care to shoot the ball. She's pretty good from three and handles it well. But on the defensive side is what really impresses me about Zoe Hayes. You know, she can stick with about anybody in this league, and her hands are quick, too.
Jump ball was called. Clay County with the possession arrow in their favor. Hayes is inbound. 1.2 seconds. Worked into Hale. Izzy could not hang on to the pass, and the third quarter expires. Clay County 70, Trousdale 38. We've got one quarter left.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
8 minutes left in this District 6A girls battle. I thought we still had a commercial playing. I'm sorry. 8 minutes left, as I was saying, in this District 6A girls battle. Clay County in front healthily, 70-38, heading into this fourth and final quarter. On the floor for head coach Matt Walker, we see sophomore Kennedy May checking in for the first time. Freshman Hallie Buford. Senior Hannah Raines. And juniors Lauren Weaver and Cherokee Upton. Trousdale with the basketball. Donahoe out top. Kicks over to Everso. She drives the right side of the lane, working against Raines, and the shot's good. Kennedy May brings it down the floor for Clay County. May swings across to Upton. Now back to May. Pass almost stolen by Satterfield. Buford across court now to Upton. Cherokee inside to Weaver. Back out to May. Long two-pointer taken by Upton, and it's good. Cherokee prefers the right side of the offensive key there, and she's good on that long two-point make. 7:10 left in the quarter. Everso with it. Kicks out to Marshall. Marshall now to Brown. Trousdale faithful who've made the trip, shouting out instructions from the stands at the players on the floor. And Everso has the right wing. Here comes head coach Joe Sims. Those of you watching probably could see him coming up the steps there. 6:45 mark. Clay County in front. Weaver with the shot from underneath. Was fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Weaver has not got to experience a normal junior season so far. Did not get to play at all prior to Christmas. Had some health issues, primarily a high ankle injury that lingered around for the better part of a month. If I'm not mistaken, she is back healthy and in the lineup, so nice to see her back as she hits that second free throw. Able to get in around 10 regular season contests under her belt before heading into postseason play. Coach Sims?
Yes.
Nice of you to join us.
Well, glad to be here.
Coach Sims has been on the roads today. We're just glad he has made a safe return to his gymnasium here in Salina. 6.5 minutes left in this contest, Coach. We saw a heated first quarter back and forth. Don't know if you were able to listen to any of it on the way.
I picked it up early in the second or listened until halftime, then I lost it. Between here and Livingston, about the time the second half is going to start, I think I lost my internet service.
We were at the end of one. It was 26-18. Both teams scoring a lot of points. And Katie Arms scoring 25 points in the first half.
Really impressed with that. That's a good figure for a game.
Right.
How many did she end up with?
With 25. Oh, I don't think she scored with her. No, she came out with about 3:15 left in the third quarter.
That's still a good night.
Yeah, very good night. Hit several three-pointers, four of them.
She had a really big game yesterday, too.
Yeah, hit three-pointers against Red Bullman last week.
Yeah.
And it's just been really hot. Easy hail at the line. Did she hit the first? Missed the first, hit the second. Clay County in front by 31, 74-43. Coach Sims, we were talking about how this is the first District 6A rematch of the year for Clay County. Meeting Crownsville for the second time. They played 11 days ago. Lady Dogs won by 51 points. Is it tougher the second time around when you meet these squads?
No, I don't think so. Not tougher. You always make adjustments, you know. According to how the first game went, you know, we won handily down there. They played a little better tonight. They scored more points, you know, but our talent level is, you know, above theirs right now quite a bit.
Clay County with the basketball. 5.5 minutes left in this contest. A three-pointer was made by somebody for Trousdale.
Marshall.
As we see, Hallie Buford put up a shot, no good. Got it on the rebound. Put back is good. As we mentioned earlier, the next Lady Dog action will come this Friday night here at home in Salina against Monterey.
Yeah, I was talking to Coach Walker the other night. He thinks Monterey's improved. He thinks they hadn't practiced any, he said, when we played them the first time, like one time in about 2 weeks. And so he expects a tougher game. They beat Gordonsville a week or so ago, so they won a district game anyway. Clay. But if we play like we should, you know, we should take care of them. But I expect a tougher game than it was up there. Of course, we didn't get to go up there. I didn't.
Right. Hale adds two more points for Clay Kenny from right block. 78-46 now the score. Three-pointer taken by Morgan White. No good. Rebounded by Brown. Her putback no good. Had her own rebound and another putback, and it was good on the second effort. 30 points the difference, 78-48. Easy hail with it, left elbow. Kicks it back out top to Kennedy May. I do see one new player on the floor for Clay County. That's number 11, freshman Kendall Matthews. May with it at left wing. Gives it to Raines, who fires the three-pointer, no good. Rebounded put back by Easy Hale. Easy now with, I believe, eight points, something like that in the contest. 30-second timeout taken. Actually, they're not going to take the timeout.
Where's Coach Walker?
Well, he was here.
He was there.
We do see.
Andrew's running the show now. I don't know where he went. But
Assistant Coach Andrew Meadows is running the team right now for Head Coach Matt Walker, who is mysteriously absent from the Clay County sidelines. I'm not sure what happened to him. Jaslyn Marshall with it, right side of the lane. Jump shot, no good. She draws the foul, though. I believe Maddie Hayes committing the foul. Coach Sims, Maddie Hayes, the daughter of Stephanie Rich, played for you all 4 years. Actually, just 2 years,
two years,
I guess.
Yeah.
She moved back from Florida.
A
great player in her time. I think Maddie also a lot of potential there. Her mom, a real gritty player. Good rebounder.
This girl's not as big as Stephanie was. Tall, anyway. Stephanie's about 6'2". This girl might be 5'10 at best, I'd say. Stephanie, she was a really good player. I wish she'd have stayed all 4 years. I really thought that hurt her going to Florida because she went to camp with us before her freshman year, and then her mother decided to move her down there with her. And I don't think she had a whole lot of coaching down there. She came back. I don't think she's good, but she came back because she was when she went. You know, and it took – of course, she started her first year back, but I think she'd have been a lot better and had a lot better career if she'd have stayed here all 4 years.
No doubt. We have received information from Head Coach Matt Walker. They have a bit of a family medical emergency. Certainly hope everything is okay there. He's actually listening to us right now as he is going. And his he'll be pleased to know that his girls still have a commanding lead by 32 points, 80 to 48 here in the latter part of this contest. Let's reset it for you as far as who's on the floor. For Clay County, Hannah Raines, Maddie Hayes, Kendall Matthews, Kennedy May, and Emma Walker has checked into the contest. Jaslyn Marshall fires a three-pointer from right wing. No good. Rebounded by Walker. Walker going to bring it up the floor herself. She has it right wing. Assistant coach Meadows up, sending out instructions to his team as Raines fires another three-pointer. No good. And she's going to be called for a foul, hustling to the floor, trying to get the loose ball. Neither team in the bonus at this point. 3:23 left in this first fourth quarter. Each team has five team fouls. Actually make it six for Clay County. Good boys game coming up after this one. Trousdale, boys number three in District 6A. Clay County, of course, undefeated at a 7-0 district record in District 6. Coach Sims, I know you were looking forward to watching that one.
Yeah, of course, I went down to Hartsville a couple, week ago Saturday when we played. You know, they give us all we wanted down there. They were up, I think, one going into the last quarter. And we hit a little sprint right there at the start of the quarter and got up eight, and that's what we won by. They're pretty good size, physical. I got a couple kids shoot the ball. They got a good ball team.
Who added those points, Thomas? Kenny
Hayes.
Oh, Hayes, okay. Maddie Hayes scoring the 2 points. Long shot taken by Eversole. No good. Rebounded by Kennedy May. The sophomore point guard pushes it across the timeline. Works inside to Hannah Raines. Her turnaround jumper in the paint's good. Raines getting on the board tonight. 2:20 left in this one. Clay Kenny has continued to distance themselves from the Lady Jackets throughout the contest. Trousdale has played well, though. They have doubled their point total from the last time we met them. I think they scored around 26 in that contest. They have 50 right now as Kenzie May comes up with a steal, goes coast to coast. Her shot no good, though. And they're going to say she stepped out of bounds with the ball. And Trousdale takes it back over. Substitution's taking place. Hannah Raines going to sit down. Izzy Hale going to check back in. So on the floor for assistant coach Andrew Meadows at this time, Izzy Hale, Kennedy May, Maddie Hayes, Kendall Matthews, and Emma Walker. Guys looking across the way at the Bulldogs over there waiting to come onto the floor. I see that sophomore John Hamilton is not dressed out tonight. I don't guess either of you guys know what that's about, do you?
I have no idea.
No, no. Hamilton played a big role down the last couple weeks now with that.
I sat with Rob during the game yesterday, and he didn't miss anything about him being hurt or sick or anything.
Yeah, he filled in when Keaton Arms was out.
Yeah.
Hamilton, the starter.
Played really good.
Coach Edwards does not have a ton of depth this year, especially at the post position, so that could be big in this upcoming boys contest. Marshall at the line. Actually, it was Satterfield.
Because we didn't have Keaton down there, so
right,
kind of trading one for the other, I guess. So.
Minute 45 left to settle it here. 84 to 51 the score. I guess it's already kind of settled. Clay County with a 33-point lead. Hayes with it at the free throw line. Pass over to Kenzie May, and she could not get elevated high enough for it, and it goes out of bounds. Coach Sims, we did receive some information that Governor Lee had extended his executive order.
I heard y'all talking about that on the radio. It sounded like it's going to change a whole lot.
No, not much. We do know it's going to be extended to some more extended family members. I'm not sure what all new relatives will be included, so I'm not even going to speak to it right now. Clay County High School will issue a statement tomorrow regarding those new policies that will be put in place. And the one bad thing about that is it looks like likely we will have to postpone our Clay County 2020 class Hall of Fame induction to the football season, perhaps. We do not know about that yet, as Kendall Matthews has a nice stroke on a three-pointer from the right corner, adding three more for the Lady Dogs. Minute five left in this one. Clay County up big. Trousdale with the basketball. Number five with it. Going to have to go to my roster to find that name. Autumn Parrish, a sophomore. Her first action of the night. Charlie Dixon goes to the line to shoot. First one's away, no good. Short off the front of the rim. 10th meeting for Coach Walker and Trousdale County. He was 8-1 in prior contests, going to go to 9-1 against the Lady Jackets during his career. The last 20 meetings with Trousdale, Clay County 17-3.
Now, this is a team that we never played much while I was coaching. We never could get them to play in the regular season. If we ever played them, you know, it's normally in the region tournament. There was a couple times we played them in the regular season, but, you know, not many.
Of course, we talked about earlier how Trousdale eliminated Clay County from postseason play last year in the District 6A quarterfinal.
Well, he eliminated my team in 2000. We won the district tournament and was playing great. Went down there. They had a really good team. I went down to watch them play the consolation game. And they didn't even put any effort. More than they played us, they did, though. They beat a good ball team.
I remember the game. Played it down at Watertown.
Yeah,
as my senior year in high school, I was there rooting on my classmates, Courtney Cross and some others.
Yeah,
and
we behind the whole game. It got down. We got clawed back within 2 points. I remember I called the timeout and ran a play that I wanted. We got the shot we wanted. We just missed it.
Kennedy May at the line to shoot. Misses the first. Does have an opportunity to shoot another one. 5.7 seconds left in this contest. Clay County in front, 87-51. Second one's away. It's also no good. Rebounded by Easy Hale. 4 seconds left and another foul call. Easy going to go to the line to shoot. This will be the front end of a 1-1. First one's away. And it's good. Earns the right to shoot the second. Hale getting close to double figures if she's not already there.
That put her at it, Daniel. She's got 10.
And she hits the second. 11 points on the night for Izzy Hale. And this one is going to go final in 1 second. And there it is. Buzzer sounds here at Joe Sims Gymnasium. Clay County winners tonight. They moved to 12-5 on the year, 7-1 in District 6A play. 89-51 the final between the Clay County Lady Bulldogs and the Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live from Joe Sims Gymnasium, and it's time for the Lady Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Lady Dogs winners tonight, 89-51. Over Trousdale County, Coach Sims, I know you weren't here in person for it, but Clay County opened up hot, and at the end of the first quarter, 29-18 the score. Putting up 29 points in a quarter, I don't care who you're playing,
yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
That is. You know, you score almost 30 a quarter, that works out to almost 120 a game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's doing pretty good offensively. Well, they're getting a lot of steals and easy shots. Or
a lot of turnovers, running some full court man pressure, created a lot of opportunities.
Yeah. You score some points quick. You get some steals like that, turnovers. And like I said, I was able to pick it up at the start of the second quarter and listen to the second quarter. Katie was hitting a bunch of threes, and everybody else was playing good, it sounded like. And then I lost service between here and Livingston. Didn't get to hear the rest of it until I got here. It's not like they played good. You know, I expected a big win, and they got one.
Only an 11-point difference there at the end of the first. By halftime, though, they had extended that. Clay County continued shooting it well. At halftime, 52-26 the score, so they only allowed a mere 8 points,
right,
two drives down that second quarter.
Yeah. Well, sometimes teams will kind of hang with you for a little while, you know, then you're, you know, what you're doing kind of wears them down a little, and you start pulling away. So I remember the Jackson County game is kind of the same way. You know, it stayed real close there, and it was like 22-20 at one time. Then next thing you know, we're up 20 or something like
right.
that. So
more of the same throughout the third and fourth quarters. At the end of three, it was 70-38 in favor of Clay County, and the final was 89-51. Scoring tallies for both squads. First of all, for Trousdale County, 1 point. Elise Satterfield, 2 points for Charlie Dixon. 2 points for Claire Belcher, 3 points for Jazz Marshall, 7 points each for Kaylin Donahoe and Kenley Brown, and 2 Lady Yellow Jackets in double figures, Morgan Wyatt with 11 points, and Kirsten Eversole led the Lady Jackets in scoring with 12 points. Scoring for Clay County, 1 point for Lauren Weaver, 2 points for Maddie Hayes, Hannah Raines, Cherokee Upton, and Eliza Jenkins, 3 points for Kendall Matthews and Hallie Buford, 6 points for Bella Ashlaw, 7 for Abby Head, 12 for Briley Burchett, 13 for Rachel Copas, 11 for Izzy Hale, and 25 for Katie Arms. So Coach Sims, we see one Lady Dog substitute in double figures. That was Izzy Hale with 11. But 3 of those starters, Briley Burchett, 12, Rachel Copas, 13, and Katie Arms, 25. 3 of the ladies in double figures, and that's what we like seeing.
That's about 50 points between them. Yeah, you get 50 out of those three, you'll win most games. That's pretty good. Then if you get everybody else chipping in a few, of course, easy game. You know, we need to have that balance when we play the better teams, too, you know.
Certainly, Clay County with a good effort tonight. Lady Dogs back in action next here in Salina Friday night against Monterey. Coach Sims, as you said, another game that Clay County's got a bit of a talent advantage in.
I think so. Like I said, I hadn't seen Monterey this year. I know they lost a couple of players off last year's team, but like I said, they've got more practice to play more games since we played them the first time. So I expect it to be a tougher game, but I still think we should win fairly easily, you know.
That's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina,
Their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Budget Pest Control Boys 6A update. This past Friday and Saturday, district games included Clark Range beating Red Bull and Spring 65-42. Clay County beating Gordonsville 67-44. Pickett County beating Monterey 72-55. Jackson County losing to Trousdale County 56-58. And on Saturday night, Clark Range lost to Jackson County 58-68. Tonight's contest, 3-10 Clark Range is at 10-3 Pickett County. 13-2 Clay County about to play against 7-4 Trousdale County. 0-15 Red Bull and Springs makes the trip to 5-12 Monterey. And 4-8 Gordonsville has traveled to 9-7 Jackson County. Current District 6A standings. Clay County sits in first place with a perfect 7-0 district record. Piggott County second with a 5-1 conference mark. Third place Trialsdale, 5-2. Fourth place Jackson County, 4-3. Fifth place Monterey, 3-5. Sixth place Clark Range, 2-4. Seventh place Gordonsville, 1-4. And at the bottom, eighth place Redbourne Springs, 0-8. The boys 6A updates from brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Friendly folks, unless you're a bug. Now we'll wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashdog and Strong Insurance. Thomas, make sure you cover it all, just like your agency does. We'll let you start first.
Well, Daniel, my policy tonight is I think the Dogs need to show the Jackets who they are tonight. They're by far the best team in this league. And instead of letting Trousdale County think they've got a shot like they did down in Hartsville, the Dogs need to come out and prove it to them early that they're superior. You know, they need to leave no doubt tonight and dominate. Don't you think, Coach Washington?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've played some close ball games, and I think a lot of it has to do with the pace of the games we've played in lately. It seems like folks have kind of tried to, slow us down just a little bit and keep us from running as much as we would like to, because if we get in a running game, well, Grant becomes more effective because he makes some tremendous passes off of those and gets the ball to, he can distribute more than he does where he has to work harder at half court.
Coach, as we get into these district rematches, this is the first of the year for Clay County, meeting Trousdale for the second time. Does that change things from a coaching standpoint, a player standpoint? Grant Strong has not been a secret. Folks have known about him for a long time. But in these rematches, do you anticipate seeing maybe a different type defense against him perhaps?
Well, you know, we saw the other night they called it a box and one, but it's more like the box. Every time he came down, it was a double team out of the corner of the box. So, you know, things like that, you know, some kind of jump defense. And we haven't noticed as much of people backing inside the lane this year and trying to draw that charge as we had, you know, like we did. We saw a lot of that last year.
Right.
But I think maybe it's because he's playing under more control, and I think he maybe has a little bit better vision of the court than he is a sophomore.
Well, I know, speaking to assistant coach Andrew Meadows, I believe, was told me going back to the Livingston game that what they did that night is they defended everybody else. They didn't treat Grant differently. They said, look, he's going to get his 30 points. Let's go ahead and make sure the other guys don't hurt him. So if we see that, expect a big night there out of him. Final thoughts about this contest before it gets underway?
Well, you know, we just got, like you said a minute ago, come out and assert ourselves right off the bat and, you know, let them know that, hey, we're the boss here tonight.
There you go. That's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashdog and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Almost time for the Subway Boys starting lineups. We'll wait until they start announcing them here to do that. Big District 6A game, as we mentioned several times. We'll mention it one more time. All of the district and region tournaments this year are going to be satellite games, meaning the higher seed will host each and every round. It's not just that opening round that's going to be done that way. So every district game is huge. There's nothing Trousdale would like to do better than come in here and knock off Rob Edwards and his squad. You can guarantee that head coach Ryan Sleeper's got these guys ready to play.
Yeah, Daniel, and that's what makes this game important. Just like you said, most of the time, you know, Clay County's probably going to win this district unless they just bomb on this second half. So they know they're going to have that first or second spot. But you want home field advantage or home court advantage, and you get that by not losing a league contest. And that's what Clay County is going to try to do here tonight.
It's going to be a big one, and it is time for the Subway Boys start lineups. We'll start off with Trousdale County, their head coach, Ryan Sleeper, 7-4 overall record on the season, 5-2 in district play. Starting for Trousdale County, number 10, Alex Ford, number 21, Kenan Burnley, number 25, Kane Burnley, number 35, Trent Ferris, and number 45, Cameron Rankins. The Clay County Bulldogs, head coach Rob Edwards, in his 21st season overall, 461 wins to 191 losses. This season, Clay County, a 13-2 record, 7-0 in district play. Starting tonight for Clay County, number 2, a junior, Eli Smith. Number 11, a junior, Grant Strong. Number 10, a senior, Gunner Silk. Number 13, a sophomore, Keaton Arms. And number 4, a junior, Jeffrey Spivey. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. It is game time here at Joe Sims Gymnasium. District 6A boys contest about to take place on Coach Rob Edwards Court. Clay County dressed in their home white jerseys tonight. Trousdale County, the visiting squad, they wear purple. They have gold checkerboards down the sides of those and gold numerals on them. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our left from our vantage point high atop the visiting bleachers. During the first half of play, Trousdale County going to shoot to the hoop on our right. And it's going to be Grant Strong and Alex Ford stepping in to tip it off.
And it got quiet here all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't resist that.
And we are underway. Strong controls the tip. Senior point guard Gunner Silks with it in his hands. He comes across, gives back off to Grant Strong, who's been defended by Trent Fires. Fires a good matchup for Strong. They have a similar build, both of them pretty long frames. Going to be a good matchup there.
Looks like they're coming out of a 1-2-2, a wide 1-2-2.
Strong to the right, using Eli Smith screen. Shot's no good. Good-looking shot, just did not fall. Rebounded by Trousdale County. Going to have to learn their players here. Kane Burnley with it. Burnley out top. Dribbles into the right corner. Tries to go inside to Rankins. Now it's worked there. Rankins with it inside. Has the shot blocked by Spivey. And the ball rebounded by Arms. He was tied up by Ferris. And a jump ball call. Possession arrow in favor of Trousdale. Good matchups all over the court tonight. We have Rankins and Arms inside. Ferris and Strong outside. Just a lot of good athletes on the court.
Similar in stature, too. You see Arms and Rankins about the same size inside. And like you say, real athletic on both sides of the court.
Keenan Burnley shot no good. Rebounded by Clay Kenny. Strong comes down, misses the turnaround jumper, and a foul going to be called against Grant Strong. He picks up his first personal early in this contest. They caught on Gunner?
They
Gunner
did.
Silk, I'm sorry. Picks up the foul. I didn't know
he was down there.
I didn't either. Trails out quickly the other way. Fires to Rankins. Bit of an out-of-you play. Shot was no good, though. Fires got the rebound.
Quick
his putback no good. Keaton Arms picks up his first personal in Clay County quickly with two team fouls. Scoreless here. 6:52 mark of the first quarter as we see Trent Fires at the line to shoot. First one's up good. A nice stroke by Fires there.
He's a good-looking athlete.
He is. Jackets up 1-9.
I wonder if he plays at the football.
I don't know. I know Rankins does. Rankins was starting fullback for him this year in football. Second shot was missed by Ferris. And we're going to see a foul called against Trousdale County's Alex Ford. Arms inbound for Clay County. This one just underway. 6:45 mark of the first quarter. Each team just feeling each other out a little so far. Spivey with it, right wing, kicks it to Arms in the corner. Back out to Silk. He drives to left elbow, actually right elbow. Kicks it back out to Spivey. Three-point shot up, no good. Rebounded by Ferris. Ferris ahead to Rankins. Rankins a post player, but got the skill set of a guard. He's handling the ball outside. Has it right wing, kicks over to Ferris. Clay Kenny playing a man, I suppose, here. Now in the hands of Keenan Burnley at left wing. Burnley with it, drives the right side of the lane, pulls up, kicks back to Ferris. He drives inside to the hoop, shots up, no good, rebounded by Strong. A nice rebound by Grant. Here he comes with a full head of steam. Kicks off the Gunner Silky right wing. Now back to Grant. Grant with it out top. Back inside now. Is Silk to Arms. That pass stolen, though, by Trousdale County. Quickly, the other way, Alex Ford scoring from right baseline. 3-9, Trousdale early in this one. 5:45 mark, first quarter, and Clay County with a mistake there. Seldom do you see that happen as Gunner Silk throws it away.
Like you said, both teams kind of feeling each other out right here early on, but you can see the athleticism and the prowess of this Trousdale County team already. Ford, pretty sure he's their leading scorer. I've seen him have some big nights. in box scores that I've seen, upwards of 20 and 25 points a night.
Burnley with it, hands off to Ford. He fires the shot, misses it. Keaton Arms with the rebound. Arms hands off to Strong. Strong now aggressively coming up court, kicks to Silk in the corner. He's into the paint. Give it go back to Strong. Shots up. It was blocked by Rankin. Strong keeps it alive, though. Putback no good. Second attempt good.
And two rebounds, I guess.
That's right. He did. 3-2 the score. Clay County on the board with Grant Strong's basket down there. Ball knocked out of bounds by Clay County. Trails dug in an inbound from the far sideline. As you can see on the video feed, if you're watching, still with the governor's executive order, a small crowd here tonight at Clay County High School. Burnley with it. Right wing. Kicks the forward out top.
See Coach Edwards going to a 1-3-1 here with Strong at the top.
Inside to Rankins. Now back across the paint to Burnley. Burnley with it. Back to Rankins. Trousdale working inside. Cameron Rankins scores two. 5-2 the score. Trousdale in front by three. Strong with it out top, running things for Clay County, giving instructions. Kicks over to Spivey. Spivey now to Smith in the corner. Back out to Jeff. He swings to Gunner. Gunner, three-pointer, top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Ferris. Rankin's going to bring it down for Trousdale. Kicks over to, I believe that's Burnley. No, I've got to learn the, yeah, Kane Burnley. There's two Burnleys on the floor, Keenan and Kane. Spivey with the ball. Hands to Silk. Silk baseline. Ball knocked out of his hand. Strong comes up with the loose ball. Kicks Eli Smith in the corner. Smith cross court to Spivey, who's in the right corner. Now back inside to Keaton Arns. 12-foot jump shot. High off the glass. No good. Strong rebound. Put back. No good. A tip put back by Strong. No good. Rebound Rankins. Cameron Rankins going to come across the timeline. Nothing falling for Clay County early. Kane Burnley quickly to the hoop. The junior scores and draws the foul. Spivey going to draw the personal. And it's all Jackets early in this one. 7-2 the score. Kane Burnley at the line to try to convert the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And Coach Edwards wants to talk to his team. 30-second timeout taken. 3:46 left to play in the first quarter. Trousdale 7, Clay County 2.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, 3:46 left in the quarter, 7-2 the score. Trousdale with a 5-point advantage. And junior guard, Kane Burnley at the line, trying to extend it another point. Shots away by Burnley. It's good. 8-2. Jackets in front. Clay County's won five straight over Trousdale, going back to 2018. Trousdale has continued to improve each and every year, though. A travel called against Eli Smith and the Yellow Jacket bench, and the fans who traveled up from Hartsville are starting to get into this one. They feel some momentum coming their way as they try to extend their lead on this offensive possession. Alex Ford with it at left wing. Works over to Burnley in the corner. Now back out to Rankins up top. The other Burnley, right wing, three-pointer, no good. That was Kane on that shot. Rebounded by Silk. Silk quickly into the paint, kicks a Strong, three-pointer from right wing, no good. Rebounded by Alex Ford. Ford puts it on the floor, comes across the timeline, dribbling behind his back, getting offense set. He goes to the hoop, behind the back pass out to Burnley. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded and kept alive by Kane Burnley. However, Eli Smith comes up with a loose ball, Strong to the hoop. Can he finish? He does. And, defensive foul call. I thought they were going to call a charge for a moment. Strong going to go to the line to shoot two as Kane Burnley picked up the personal.
You see Trousdale County starting to miss some shots. Clay County getting in transition. That's what we need to see, isn't it, Coach?
Yes, absolutely.
79th trip to the free throw line this year for Grant Strong. 2:50 and ticking here. First quarter, Strong missed that free throw opportunity. 8-4 the score. Trousdale with the 4-point advantage and the basketball. Alex Ford drives right baseline. Kicks it across the paint to Burnley. Burnley back inside to number 24, who turns it around and puts it in. That's Garrett Ryder.
Got a big size advantage over us that time down.
Spivey, 14-foot jumper right side. No good. Rebounded by Arms. Arms spinning putback, no good. Rankins with the tip. Geiger touches it last. It goes out of bounds. No, kept alive by Keaton Arms. With a
good hustle by Keaton.
Gunner Silk with it now. Kicks over to Strong. He set up at left wing. Hands off to Silk. Three-pointer.
There we go. Good job. Good passing.
Gunner Silk knocking down the three-pointer. 2 minutes left in this first quarter. 10-7 the score. Trousdale with a three-point lead and the basketball. Burnley to the hoop. He scores. Kane Burnley. 12-7 now. Jackets lead by five. Gunner Silk with it. Top of the key. Kicks to Spivey at right wing. Now back to Gunner. Strong, three-point attempt. Left wing, good. Now the buckets are starting to fall for Clay County. Strong hitting his first three-pointer of the night. 12-10 now the score. Trailsdale in front, and they turn the ball over with a wild pass out of bounds.
I believe Kareem would have had trouble getting that lob.
Yeah, it's pretty high. Landon Carver and Andrew Ford checking into the contest. For Trousdale. On the floor for Clay County now. Jimmy Burchett, Gunner Silk, Jeff Spivey, Keaton Arms, and Grant Strong. Clay County 2-of-2 on their last couple of three-point attempts.
More like a 2-3 matchup here now, Coach.
Looks like
from Trousdale.
Yeah, they've changed up a little bit.
Strong with it. Left wing. Now Silk out top. Gunner looks right, left. Now goes to Burchett. Now to Spivey in the corner. Back up to Jimmy. Jimmy being defended by Ford, works across the Silk. Strong, baseline, aggressive to the hoop, has the ball knocked out of his hands, and they call a foul. Number 24, Garrett Ryger, going to get the personal. Third team foul on Trousdale. And Strong at the line, looking at her stats provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows. We see that Grant on the season, an 80% free throw shooter.
He's missed his two tonight, two in a row.
Coming into tonight's contest, he had made 129 of 161. Strong is the single-game free-throw leader against Trousdale. He hit 14 against them last year from the charity stripe. He's 0 for 3 so far tonight, though. Another foul call against Trousdale?
Yep.
I missed it as I was looking at those stats. Ryger picks up his second personal. Trousdale's fourth team foul of this first quarter. They do have a two-point lead over Clay County, 12-10, as Eli Smith the inbound from beneath the Bulldog basket. Eli works into Strong in the left corner. Grant with it. Under a minute to play now in the quarter. Bryce Bailey, the sophomore sub, has it out top. Bailey's done a nice job this year coming in playing minutes. Jimmy Burchett with it. 45 seconds left in this quarter. Burchett dribbles to the right. Gives back up to Bailey. Inside down to Strong and high post. He's well covered. A triple team. Has to back outside behind the arc. Give to Burchett. Burchett, a nice pass to Arms.
Good pass. Great pass to Keaton Arms.
Just a no-look pass from Burchett. I didn't know where he was going with it for a minute, but Keaton Arms knew. 12-12. The score, we're knotted up here. It's Burchett. Creating a near turnover at the other end with defense. However, Trousdale and
they recover and get a three.
With a three-pointer, Alex Ford knocking it down. 12 seconds left to play in this opening quarter. Strong with it. Trousdale with a three-point lead, 15-12. Grant puts it into motion. 6 seconds on the clock. Now five. Tries to pass down low. It's knocked out of bounds by Ryger. Clay County got an inbound with 3.7 seconds. It's Spivey and Silk check back in. Bailey and Burchett going to check back out. Actually, it's going to be Strong and Burchett to check out. 3.7 seconds left in this first quarter. Silk to inbound. Gunner works in. Tried to alley-oop it to Spivey. They could not connect. Number three with it. Driving for Trousdale. Shots up. No good. At the end of one, it's Trousdale 15. Clay County 12. Thank you.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back here to Clay County High School, where Crowsdale leads 15-12 at the start of the second quarter. We've seen two up and down possessions, empty possessions for both teams as Gunner Silks got it out top, getting ready to set the Clay County offense here.
Arms to the hoop, has his shot blocked by Rankins.
Got a foul on that.
Kind of got lucky on the call. Looked fairly clean. Arms at the line to shoot two. 7-11 mark, second quarter. Crowsdale 15, Clay County 12. It was a tight contest throughout 11 days ago down in Hartsville. Was it not, Coach?
Yes,
Crowsdale led
yes,
a big majority of the contest.
Yes.
Until the final minutes, his arms knocks down the first. ...15-13 after the arms make. Second one's away. No good. Rebound by Ferris. Trailsdale with it. Geiger left wing gives to Rankins. Cameron Rankins circles back out top. He is a senior. Seems like he's played down there forever. Really good basketball player. Good football player, too.
Just a great athlete. I think I mentioned this before on the broadcast. His father, Dale Rankins, played in my day. Another great athlete from Crowsdale County.
Rankins jump shot missed from left elbow. Rebound by Gunner Silk. Gunner quickly across the timeline with it. Swings to Spivey. Now Strong. He drives baseline. And they're going to say he travels. Good defense so far by the Jackets in this contest, holding Clay County to 13 points at the 6:30 mark of the second quarter.
Yeah, they're just collapsing on Grant Strong. Anytime he drives the basket, he's got at least three in his face, Daniel.
Ford with it, drives inside, floaters up, no good. Rebounded over the back by Ryger, and they're going to say Eli Smith fouls on the floor.
That was a pretty obvious over the back, but
textbook, I felt. Fifth team foul, actually the fourth team foul against Clay County. Trailsdale inbound. Alex Ford with it. Works into Ryger. Spivey there on top of him. And Strong seals the pass. And a defensive foul call against Trailsdale County's number four, Andrew Ford. His first personal. Trailsdale's sixth team foul.
So we'll be in the 1-1 on the next one.
Correct.
Of course, that may not be good for us the way we're shooting fouls tonight so far.
We'll warm up. Approaching the six-minute mark here of the second quarter. Low scoring affair so far. Trailsdale 15, Clay County 13. And knotted up at 15 now as we see Grant Strong adding two. I think
That's
it was Spivey who
pass,
fed it.
A great entry pass.
15-15 between District 6A's number one and number three teams in the standings.
Coach Evers sticking with this 1-3-1 defense on this end, Daniel. It's been pretty effective so far.
Three-pointer taken and missed by Ford. Rebounded and put back in by Ferris.
Yeah, muscles it.
17-15. Advantage Trousdale. Strong with it out top. Ferris all over him there. Grant gives it up to Silk. Silk almost loses the handle on the ball. Picks it back up. Swings to Smith at left wing. Now back out top to Silk. Spivey right wing. Back out top. Arms at high post. Now to Spivey at right wing. Trousdale just doing a good job with good defense as Silk finds a jump shot. No good. Rebound Ferris. And a foul going to be called on Spivey. That'll be Jeff's second personal of the contest. Spivey's the only Bulldog with more than one foul. Five team fouls for Clay County. Even contest so far, Thomas.
Yeah, it has been, Daniel. And like you say, kind of a mirror image of what it was down in Hartsville before Clay County kind of wore this team down and went on a run in that fourth quarter to win by double figures, I think, in the end.
5-minute mark of this second quarter, 17-15 the score. Trousdale with a two-point advantage. Burnley with it, right wing, has it stolen by Strong. And an offensive, no, they're going to call a defensive foul.
He started to call a charge and changed his mind.
He did. Could have went either way. Strong lucky there.
Well, he didn't give us that step to make the turn.
You know, that's about the second steal in a row from Grant Strong. You see him a little frustrated on the offensive end down here, but he does it in other ways, Daniel. He's doing the playing defense. We saw him find, I think it was Spivey or somebody under the basket earlier. Just a great all-around player he is. As he goes to the free throw line, he is 0-for-3 there tonight. Let's see if he can get off the schneid from the charity strap.
Front end of a 1-1. Shots away. It's good. Earns the right to shoot the second. And in this tight ball game, these free throws are going to be big as we go down the stretch here. 4:51 left in this second quarter. Clay County already in the bonus. Trousdale soon to be. Strong hits them both. 17-17 the score. We're all knotted up. Timeout taken by Trousdale County. About halfway through this second quarter, we've got a District 6A dandy. It's Trousdale 17, Clay County 17.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gymnasium, and it's tied up 17-17 between Clay County and Trousdale County. Grant Strong leading all scorers with 11 points midway through this second quarter, Daniel.
Been a low-scoring affair so far in terms of what we're used to seeing out of Clay County. Halfway through the second, it is 17-17. A lot of basketball left to be played, though, between these two good conference opponents. Trousdale with the basketball. Burnley at right wing, defended by Strong. He kicks over to Ford. There's two different pairs of brothers, I believe, playing for Trousdale. There's two Burnleys and two Fords. Strong with it on the fast break. Shots up. Good. Give him 13 on the night. Coming into tonight's contest, Strong had 480 points scored on the season. Get my calculator out here. That's an average of 32 per contest this year. Skeeton Arms feels it works ahead of Strong. Could we see a dunk? And he lays it in.
Nice,
ensures the point.
Yeah, this is an important point.
I was not at Gordonsville the other night, but they tell me he had an absolute
great dunk
down there.
Yeah.
It was a highlight of a 10-0 personal run he did.
Andrew got some good highlights of that one, I think.
Right.
It was a good one.
Scored them all in the last minute of the second quarter there, Daniel.
Wound up the half with a three-pointer from early from the center line.
That's right.
Which kind of puts the game away.
Keaton Arms, 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Jimmy Burgett. Nice play by Jimmy. He can't put it back up, though. Going to have it stolen from him, and a foul's going to be called. Jimmy's going to get called for the personal.
Kind of lost his temper a second there.
Sixth team foul against Clay County, the next one. We'll put the Jackets in the bonus. 3:35 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County 21, Trousdale 17. 4 points the advantage for the Bulldogs, their biggest lead of the night. Trousdale with it. Alex Ford in the paint. Kicks it out to Burnley. 3-point attempt. Good.
He's a good shooter.
Kane Burnaby, the junior, knocks it down, and there's not a ton of seniors on this Yellow Jacket squad. I don't have classes on all of them. I know Rankins is a senior, but they're going to be good not only this year, but next year as well.
At three stops, a personal 6-0 run from Grant Strong, and they got Clay County the lead.
Gunner Silk, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Rankins. Rankins pulls up just across midcourt, gets it to Ferris. Ferris back to Rankins. Rankins across the forward, forward at left wing with it. Comes back across the top of the key to Rankins, who fires a three, no good. Rebound Gunner Silk. Look at the point guard Silk, and he's called for a travel. He didn't even have full possession of the basketball. I'm not sure how that can be called a travel. But it was. Trousdale to inbound.
Well, anytime you go to the floor with the ball, Daniel, they call it travel. But it looked like he had a little help getting there.
You know, so many folks don't understand that call there. I think the call is if you gain an advantage, it's a violation.
2:40 mark.
Just a simple foul down, it is not an advantage.
That's true. 21-20 the score. Clay County with a one-point lead. Burnley with it, right wing, defended by Strong. Hands off to Rankins. Trousdale just being methodical, looking for a good shot, knowing every possession in this game's huge. Rankins with it in the paint. Four-foot jumper, no good. Big rebound in there by Bryce Bailey. Bailey works ahead to Strong. Strong across the timeline. Wants to drive. Does so at the left side of the lane. Ten-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Arms, but will he be called for the foul?
A lot of contact. I think they've got them.
Called on Trousdale's number 10, Alex Ford, his second personal. Arms will be at the line to shoot two.
Keaton Arms playing big inside right now, guys. He's battling with those guys on the boards, playing great defense in the interior also. Can't say enough about a sophomore.
Nice to have him back. He missed several games a couple weeks ago, and he is back playing well. Too strong on the free throw. Missed that one. Eli Smith with the rebound. Works the Burchett, and he travels. Had a stutter step and drug the foot. 21-20. Clay County up by one. 2:05 left in this second quarter. Head coach Ryan Sleeper has brought his Trousdale County Yellow Jackets into Joe Sims Gymnasium ready to play tonight, and it's been a tight one throughout.
See Coach Edwards going man right here in the last 3 minutes of this half.
Trousdale with it inside to Ryger. He loses the handle, and it's Clay County ball. Arms there, stripping Ryger of the ball.
Great play. Stripped him, and it came off his chest. Give Clay County another possession here.
Burchett with it. On the floor for Clay County, Jimmy Burchett, Keaton Arms, Jeff Spivey, Eli Smith, and Grant Strong. Strong with it, right wing. Works back out to Spivey at the top. Now Burchett left wing. High post to Smith. Smith across the paint to Arms. Arms drop lock. Power dribble jump shot. No good. Tip by Strong. Does not fall. Burchett with the rebound. He works back out to Smith. Spivey. Three-pointer. Right wing. Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Jeffrey.
24-20. If Spivey hits a big triple there.
Need a defensive stop now before the half and get us a couple more.
Minute 10 left in the second quarter. Alex Ford with it. Drives into the paint. Kicks out to Ferris. Ferris to Burnley. Burnley over to the other Burnley. Now into the left corner to Ford, who hits the top of the backboard with his three-pointer. A foul called against Spivey, his third personal, and Spivey looks flabbergasted at what he did wrong. I didn't see it either. I'm not sure.
Tough blow right there, especially with John Hamilton out. You know, Spivey's kind of that de facto other post down there, Daniel. And as we see Bailey coming in, who's done a nice job, don't get me wrong. But the sophomore Bailey's going to play some big minutes.
You're right. 59.5 seconds left here in this second quarter. Trousdale 20, Clay County 24. As Ryger misses that free throw. Rebounded by Arms. He hands off to Grant Strong. Strong with it. Pushing hard across the timeline. Into the paint at the left corner. Picks up the dribble. Nice pass to Smith. He scores. Good
finishing. Smith has learned where to get, hasn't he?
He has. You talked about it on our last broadcast, how he had good lane awareness.
He's making
knows
himself
that
ready.
Spot.
Making himself ready.
35 seconds and ticking here. Second quarter. Burnley with it in the paint. Kicks out to Kane Burnley, who hands off to Rankins.
He's going to try to ISO Arms on Rankins here for the last shot, Daniel, kind of clearing it out for him. Here comes the ball screen.
Ryger with it, top of the key, defended by Bailey.
About five.
Handed off to Burnley. Burnley out top, defended by Smith. Now Rankins. He drives out baseline. Long jump shot. Good.
So he got eight. Got eight.
6 seconds left in the quarter. Strong across the timeline. 3 seconds. Long three-pointer top of the key. Yeah. What a way to finish the first half as Grant Strong knocks down a long three-pointer.
He had that look in his eye when he threw it in.
Clay County 29, Trousdale 22 after a great first half of action.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Trousdale County 29-22 here at halftime in Salina. Clay County rallied in the second quarter after trailing 15-12 at the end of one and outscored the Yellow Jackets 17-7
in the final 8 minutes before halftime, and Grant Strong had 11 second quarter points, has 18 here at the break. Jeff Spivey has 3, Gunnar Silk has 3, Keaton Arms 3, and Eli Smith 2 here tonight. Grant Strong's buzzer beater at the halftime intermission buzzer gave Clay County this 7-point lead as Trousdale County played great defense in that first quarter on Strong and others. Alex Ford leads them with 5 points and a half. Kane Burnley has 8. Trent Farris has 3. Cameron Rankins 4. And Grant Riger has 2. Again, Clay County leads 29-22 here at halftime in Salina.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, as Thomas mentioned before the break, Clay County leading by 7, 29-22 here at intermission. Want to take the opportunity to go ahead and share some series information from the Rob Edwards era with Trousdale County. Clay County has won 5 straight over the Yellow Jackets going back to 2018. And in the last 20 meetings between the teams, Clay County is 17-3. And it so happens that that's how many times Coach Edwards has played them. Tonight's the 21st meeting, so he is 17-3 during his career against Trousdale. Let's look at some statistical leaders from the series, starting with scoring. Tyreek Key, 38 points back in 2017. Landon Woodcock dropped 32 on him in 2018. And Tyreek Key also 31 in 2016. Of course, Grant Strong scored 30 in the first meeting 11 days ago in Hartsville. Three-point leaders, 6 of them, Peyton Smith in 2017. Free throw leaders, Grant Strong last year, hit 14 free throws against Trousdale. Rebound leaders, Jake Ashlock, 2019, that'd be his junior year. He pulled down 13 rebounds against the Yellow Jackets. Assist leader, Trent Bowles, he had 7 in 2010. Dustin Rich leads in blocks. He had 3 in 2006. And in steals, Tyreek Key leads there. He had 6 in 2016, his junior year. And Grant Strong actually shows up tied for second in steals with Chase Stevens. Each of those had 5. Strong's came in that contest on January the 9th. Coach, about a minute left here before we get this third quarter underway. What type of adjustments, if any, does Clay County need to work on here?
I think, you know, somewhere has come up where we can kind of pick the pace up a little bit. But, you know, just going through your statistics there, as best as my feeble mind reminds me, is that I think the all-time rebounding record of James Trowbaugh's may have been set against this team back a number of years ago. That somewhere in my mind that's kind of hanging there.
What would have been, Coach? I know we don't have the stats from those years, unfortunately, officially, but unofficially, what would be a typical night for James Trowbaugh rebounded? Mid-teens, 16 rebounds
just
a night?
Yeah, basically every night. And then, of course, we had a great rebound in guarding Gary Strong, who was probably nearly in double figures in rebounds. Of course, we shot the ball a whole lot, so we had a lot of chances for rebounds. I tell these guys we missed more shots than they took.
They do have 8 fresh minutes on for this third quarter, and it's underway. They flip into the floor. Trousdale working at the hoop dryer left during this second half of action. Clay Kenny going to be working at the hoop dryer right. Rankin's getting it started for Trousdale, missing his shot from right elbow. Fires his foot back, no good. Rebounded by, I started to say Keaton Arms, but he could not come up with it. It's Burnley who kicks across the forward. 3-point attempt, top of the key, no good. Rebounded this time, knocked out of bounds by Trousdale. Clay Kenny going to get the basketball.
Jeff Fivey starting the second half on the bench.
He's
with
got the
Bailey
third foul, hasn't he?
We talked about it in the first half. He's going to have to play some big minutes here in the second half.
3 personals for Jeff Fivey. That is why he is on the bench. Clay County, first offensive possession of this third quarter. Strong with it. Works inside to Arms. He has the ball stripped from him by Rankins. Ford comes up with it. Here he comes. Quickly now, top of the key, hands off to Rankins, dribbles to his left into the paint, shots up, no good, Strong there to disrupt it, rebounded by Bailey. Bailey comes the other way, works ahead to Silk. Silk with it, kicks to Strong, 3-pointer, no, dribbles inside, long 2-pointer, no good, off the back of the iron, got his own rebound, put back is good.
Good follow.
Great body control by Strong there on the putback. 6:50 mark, third quarter. Clay County 31, Trousdale 22, 9-point lead for the black and gold. And if I'm not mistaken, that's their biggest lead. Coach Edwards upset on the floor, did not like the call. Seal called for the foul.
A little frustrated with the consistency, I think, at this point.
Ford, 3-point attempt. Good. Alex Ford knocking down the triple from the left corner, drawing the Jackets back within 6, and Coach Edwards still working the official. Strong with it out top, works to Smith, now into Bailey in the left corner. Back out top to Eli, into the hands of Gunner. Coach Edwards sending in the play.
Trousdale back in the 2-3 here with 3 flat on the baseline and then 2 out top as Eli.
He did.
Smith takes a little extra
baby steps before he put the ball on the floor.
6:22 mark, third quarter. Clay County leads by 6, 31-25. Trousdale trying to cut into it. Rankins, 3-pointer, right wing, no good. Short off the front of the iron, rebound Keaton Arms. Arms puts it to the floor, works ahead to Strong. Strong at left block, spins into the paint, shots up. Ferris there to get his hand on the ball, and they're saying that he got a little bit more than just the ball. Is the foul's called. Strong going to go to the line to shoot. First personal of the contest for Trent Ferris. Free throws away and good by Grant. He opened up the night 0-for-3 from the line. Since then, he's yet to miss. Second one's away. In and out. Rankins on the rebound. 32-25, 7-point advantage for Clay County. Ford with it out top for Trousdale, works to Burnley in the corner. Now cross court to Rankins, he kicks over to the other Burnley. And the pass, the cross court stolen by Bailey, he works ahead to Strong, fast break, layup, is knocked out of bounds by Ferris. And Ferris picks up another foul. Strong pleading his case.
Didn't call a foul.
Didn't call a foul, wow. That's what Strong was curious about. I'm curious about it too. First, that time, the officials say got all ball. Clay County with the basketball, though, still to inbound from beneath the hoop. Has trouble finding a man. Pass stolen and given to Rankins. Rankins ahead to Burnley. Burnley from left block, no good. Put back by Ryger, no good. But he was fouled by Eli Smith. That was not Ryger. That was Alex Ford. Smith's second personal. Clay County's second team foul of the third quarter. Ford at line to shoot. First one's away and good. They put the point on Trousdale's side, or actually on Clay County's side. We'll see if they take it off, and they do. He hits the second one. Those two mates make it 32-27, 5-point lead for Clay County. These two teams doing battle tonight. Trousdale came into Joe Sims Gym ready to play ball, and a steal by Burnley. He gets to the hoop, Silk there to reach in, and a foul call. Gunner denying the shot. However, that's his third personal of the contest. And we see Jimmy Burchett coming off the bench. Coach Edwards getting his senior point guard out before he picks up a fourth.
This is another good defensive effort there by Trousdale County. Jump back in that 1-2-2 and jump in the passes.
Keenan Burnley, 10-man, works in the Rankins. Now to Ford on the post. Ford spins, well defended by Smith. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Strong. Grant with it. Puts on a burst of speed. Has the ball knocked away from him by Ferris. Rankins comes up with it. He dribbles behind the back, and they say he double dribbles. Clay County basketball. The black and gold faithful who are assembled starting to become frustrated now with the officiating.
And so is Coach Edwards. We don't see this much, Daniel, but he's just wanting that consistent call on both ends of the floor, and he's lobbying for it.
Smith with it. Works inside the Strong. Spins to his left. Shots up. No good. And they're going to say he was fouled. Strong continuing to draw a lot of trips to the foul line in this contest. Was one of one on his last pair of shots. Good on that one. Strong over 20 in the contest now, I suppose.
It makes this one have 23 so far tonight, Daniel.
Averaging 32 on the season. Just a huge number. Great junior campaign. Second one's away. Also good. Clay County now using some full court pressure, trying to create a turnover, and they do so. Trousdale, an athletic squad, but Coach Edwards is going to challenge their ball handling capabilities here. We saw Rankins a minute ago double dribble. Now we see an errant pass out of bounds. Could it be that some pressure here will get things going the black and gold way? 4:45 mark, third quarter. Clay County up 34-27. Strong with it. Out top, three-pointer. No good. Short off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Burchett. Strong again. Right elbow jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Bailey. Put back. He had it stripped. A foul called, though. Bryce Bailey playing some huge minutes for Clay County. Multiple rebounds he's had so far in this one. This time he earns his way to the free throw line.
He is playing big. Great, great second chance effort there by Burchett also as Bailey misses the first shot.
Misses that free throw. A 70% free throw shooter. He was had only shot 10 this year prior to this trip to the line. Had hit 7 of them.
Got the second one.
Make him 8-for-12 on the season. 75% now. Trousdale with the ball. Ferris left wing. Works to Rankins. Rankins checking things out. Backs it up.
Coach Edwards switching back to man-to-man here, Daniel.
Burnley out top, defended by Bailey. Bryce doing a nice job, forcing the pass to Ford. Now Ferris. Burchett loses him. He gets to the hoop, misses the shot. Burchett with the rebound. Strong to the hoop, misses the shot, draws another foul. One thing that, other than the ball not being knocked out of bounds by Ferris earlier, one thing that we cannot complain about are the number of fouls being called as Strong drives. He's drawn a lot of fouls tonight on the drive. Misses that one. Short off the front of the iron. Spivey and Silk check back in. On the floor for Clay County, Arms, Burchett, Strong, Silk, and Spivey. Shots away and good by Strong. 9-point lead for the Dogs. 36-27, and a full timeout taken by head coach Ryan Sleeper. 3:55 left to play in the third quarter. Clay County by 9.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, 3:55 left to play here in this third quarter. District 6A's number one and number three teams pretty evenly matched tonight. Clay County in front by nine. They've led consistently during this third quarter so far, but have yet to be able to draw away by more than around 10. Trailsdale inbound. Full court pressure. Jimmy Virtue with the steal. Passes to Strong. Strong in the paint. Shots up from 8 feet. Good. What a play by the sophomore. Jimmy Virtue doing a great job on that inbound defense. Trousdale across the timeline. Burnley with it out top. Virtue all over him. Starting to feel it. Will we get a 5 second call? And yeah, there it is. Jimmy Virtue doing a great job here, Thomas.
He is a sophomore. Two sophomores playing big minutes tonight, and Jimmy Birch is one of them. We talked about what Bailey's doing. Back-to-back plays there by Jimmy Birch on the defensive end.
Clay County with the ball and an 11-point lead. Steel cans off to Strong. Coach Edwards up, working the sideline. Strong with it, top of the key, hands off to Silk. Silk drives inside, shot up from right block, no good. Too strong off the glass, rebounded by Ford. Ford works ahead to Carver. Carver picks up the dribble, gives it back to Andrew Ford, who's well defended by Gunner Silk. Rankins with it, arms tries the steal, could not get the ball. Carver, three-pointer, good. Senior Landon Carver knocking down a big shot for the Jackets, drawing his team back within eight. 38-30 the score. Strong out top, gives to Silk. Clay County with it, working the arms at high post. Now Strong, left corner, thought about a three, now drives baseline, gets to the hoop, shots up, no good, got his own ball though, putback's good. Good athleticism by Graham as Jimmy Burchett picks up the foul, and Coach Edwards very displeased with that particular official.
You know, Strong got hacked on that first reverse layup attempt. Fortunately, he got his own rebound and put it back in, and then the touch foul on Burchett.
Trousdale inbound. 14 fouls in this second half for both squads. Carver with it across the timeline. And Gunner Silk creating a turnover.
A little behind the back tip.
Ryder checking back in for the Jackets. Fire six down. On the floor for Clay County, Grant Strong, Keaton Arms, Jeff Spivey, Jimmy Burchett, and Gunner Silk.
You know, Grant Strong scored all but 1 point of Clay County's total in this third period, but it's been all about the defense. Jimmy Burchett and the rebounds, and then Gunner Silk getting the turnover there that's led to Strong having such a big quarter.
Bryce Bailey earlier playing well as well on defense. Silk with it. Three-pointer left wing, no good. Foul on the floor. Called against Ford of Trousdale. His four is personal. He's going to upset. No, or maybe they just show two here on the scoreboard. Yeah, there it is, four. I was correct. The Trousdale faithful very unhappy with the call as Jimmy Burchett gets to the hoop. Oh, it's, well.
Strong.
Burchett missed the shot. I thought Strong's tip went in, but apparently it fell off the back side of the rim away from us.
Rolled off the iron over to the other side, and then he about tipped it in again.
Trousdale with the ball. Burchett could not save it before it went out of bounds. We mentioned some upgrades to the Joe Sims Gymnasium over the summer. One thing we've not talked a lot about is the addition of some LED lamps in each backboard. Whenever the buzzer sounds, they simultaneously go off. I know that that's commonplace in a lot of different gyms, but the first year that we have featured those at Clay County High School, I quite like them. Trailsdale with the basketball. Rankins with it out top. Keaton Arms coming up with a steal and a timeout call by Coach Edwards, and they grant it to him. A savvy call by the 21-year veteran and the sophomore hustling to make the play on the floor. Timeout taken here. Minute 33 left in the third quarter. Clay County 10, Trailsdale 30.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Minute 33 left in this third quarter. 40-30 is the score. Thomas, what was that halftime score? 29-20?
29-22, Daniel. Clay County
11-8 so far.
Extended it by three. They were up seven at the break. Got it out to double figures now.
Spivey with it. Left wing works back out to Silk at the top. Now back to Spivey. He fires the three. Good.
And it's nothing but net.
Spivey has had to sit the entirety of the third quarter up to this point because he had three personal fouls. But he has made his last two three-point attempts going back to the first half of play. 1 minute left in the third quarter. Turnover created. Silk getting it to Strong. He takes it home. Throws it down.
With
and
four.
Clay County leads by 15. Threw it down with authority, Thomas.
Yeah, that's what I like to see. You know, Strong got the steal and then shook the rim, just like he did down in Gordonsville, and this time he may do it again.
Arms to Strong, Strong to Smith. Now Spivey on the putback, no good. 30 seconds left in this third quarter. Trailsdale with the basketball. Clay County with their biggest lead of the night, 45-30. Rankins, good ball handling, but Arms there to take it away. Keaton steps out of bounds, though. Yellow Jacket basketball still. Burchett and Bailey check in. Silk and Arms sit down.
And with that dunk, Strong's up to 30 tonight, Daniel.
Matching what he had back on January the 9th, threatening now to creep into the top three of the all-time leaders against Trailsdale. Rankins with it. That's from the Rob Edwards era. Carver, left corner. Under 10 seconds now. Rankins with it. Behind the back, long two-pointers up and good. Rankins, a great basketball player. Nice shot there. Desperation shot is into the buzzer. No good. And after three, it's Clay County 45, Trailsdale 32.
And I believe we got possession.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live, Silk with it out top for Clay County. Works to Spivey. He fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Ferris. Ferris to Burnley. Burnley across the timeline. Now to the other Burnley in the corner, defended by Strong. Keenan Burnley drives, has it blocked by Arms. He gets it quickly to Strong. Grant all the way to right block. Double team, kicks back out to Keaton. Keaton now back to Grant, working against Ford. Strong with it. Kicks over to Silk. Now Smith, now Spivey. The Dogs swing it back around the perimeter.
I'd say we might kill a little time now.
They're just trying to get them out of that zone anyway.
Dogs with a 13-point lead, 45-32. Been a low-scoring game throughout. So a 13-point lead at this point is a pretty healthy margin. Arms at high post, kicks to Smith. He fires the three, no good. Rebounded by Arms. Has it stripped out of his hands by Ferris. Ferris maintains possession. Works ahead to Kane Burnley. Now Alex Ford, he travels. Took an extra step.
I think he looked up and saw Gunner waiting for him, and it kind of surprised him.
Rankins checks back in. Andrew Ford sets out. 6:43 left to settle it. Clay County 45, Trousdale 32. Clay County in no hurry. Strong with it, left wing. Taking time, finds Spivey, left elbow now at high post. Kicks back out to Seal. 2-3 zone by Trousdale. Strong with it, defended by Burnley. Kicks over to Seal. Clay County just working their perimeter here. We're down to 6 minutes left.
Coach Edwards, like I say, trying to pull them out of this zone where they're trying to trap out up high. They'll have to go man-to-man if we keep holding it.
Free throw line jumper by Arms, no good. And Spivey has picked up his fourth personal of the contest. Officials have not been kind to Spivey tonight. Several of those fouls that they've caught on him, we didn't really see.
Too many fouls haven't been called that were worse than some of the ones that have been. Not that it wasn't a foul.
Trailsdale in bounds. Rankins with it. Spivey with pressure, knocking it right out of bounds. Coach Edwards' squad trying to force a turnover here on the inbound. Pass is denied by Smith this time. Coach Edwards saying the ball should be Clay County's. The officials, though, say it maintains in jacket possession. Ball's worked into Rankins by Ford. Handed back to Ford now. Ferris with it, driving. Kicks to Burnley. He drives baseline into the paint. Shots up, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Arms pulling down a lot of boards tonight.
He has. He's played a great game tonight.
Silk with it. Dishes off to Strong. He fires the three. It's good. Grant Strong with 33 now in the contest, moving ahead of Tyreek Keyes, 31, back in 2016, and Landon Woodcock's 32 in 2018. Now only Tyreek Keyes in 2017 had more. He had 38 that night.
He was looking for the next one. May have shot that one a little bit early.
Ford with it, working against Silk after the Strong three-pointer is no good off the iron. Trousdale trying to cut into this lead, 48-32 the score. Clay County with their biggest lead of the night, 16 points. This one's starting to get away from Trousdale a little bit.
Oh, ho, ho.
Going into this fourth quarter. Burnley, three-pointer. No good. Rebound Keaton Arms.
And like we said, Daniel, Strong's been great. He's got 33 so far tonight, but it's been about this Clay County defense. Even now, up double figures, and you see what they're doing on this end of the floor.
Strong's 33 matches his season average. I don't know who all has a say-so in the Mr. Basketball Award, but certainly I hope that Grant Strong's considered to score at the pace he's scoring and to have the rebounds, the assists, the steals, have the complete game he's having night in, night out against good competition. I'm going to be surprised, I guess is the word I would be looking for there, if he wasn't considered for it.
Well, I think there's no doubt about it. Even though we're all the way up here in Salina, Tennessee, in the Upper Cumberland, that everybody across the state knows that knows anything about Class A basketball, that Grant Strong is one of the top players, if not the best player in single A right now.
Clay County ranked number two in the AP poll.
Right, in the statewide poll.
Right. So certainly a team that's getting the recognition that it should. Hopefully their best player will also get the recognition that he should, as he knocks down both of those free throws, has 35 now on the night, 50-32 the score. Clay County leads by 18. Timeout taken, 4:20 left here in the fourth quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy to find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lenders, member FDIC.
Back here live.
They got a layup in on us there.
Who did score that
one? Ford, I believe.
Ford.
Yeah.
Strong with it. Hands off to Smith. Smith the seal. Now back in the hands of Grant. Grant with it at left wing. Has 35 on the knife. Going to back out. He's defended by Burnley. Strong goes into motion, fighting through the contact, and going to draw the foul. That's going to be the seventh team foul against Trousdale, so Strong will go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. As we mentioned earlier, Strong, 80% free throw shooter on the season. Shots away, and it's good.
Dribbled in.
Earns the right to shoot the second. I'm not sure how many free throws he has made tonight. Last year he hit 14 in a contest against them. Second one's away, also good.
You know, I just noticed they've allowed him to play illegally this half. His shirt's not tucked in.
Hard foul. It's actually going to be a travel call. I would have called it a foul on Keaton Arms, I'm going to be honest. But a travel call. And Clay County going to take back over. These, I started to say a moment ago, I've gotten the habit during this COVID era of broadcasting in these quiet gyms during the governor's ban. When a player's at behind preparing to shoot that free throw, I don't talk. I feel like I'm at a golf match and they're waiting to hit the ball or something and somebody's holding up a quiet sign or something. So I've gotten the practice of that. Eli Smith on the pass from Strong misses
and
the shot.
And a rebound by Arms
there to clean it
Big
up.
Big time rebound.
Trousdale with it. Gunner Silk stealing the pass on the other end. Here he comes the other way. Has options. Going to keep it himself, though. Tried to dish to Arms.
Just a second late on it.
Burnley there to knock it out.
Either that or Arms didn't break quick enough. I'm going to give him part of the blame on that one.
3:05 left.
And Clay County's got it out to a 20-point advantage here. Kind of what we saw down in Hartsville. Also,
like,
talked about
like it. Trousdale is throwing the towel in.
Talked about it at the break. Clay County's defense, Grant Strong's pressure he puts on a defense. It just kind of wires you down, Daniel, and you see what happens here. Clay County's just a solid team. We saw the athleticism kind of showing through for Trousdale County early on as Silk adds two more for them.
A tough basket made, too, by Gunner.
And I think Grant was hoping Gunner would miss that so he could tip it in, I believe. Not wishing his teammate any bad luck. But.
Coach Ryan Sleeper conceding the contest, sending in his reserve players into it. I expect Coach Edwards likely to do the same before long. Carver with it, works it inside to number 50. His shot up, no good. Rebounded by Spivey. Number 50 was Tyler Dixon. I'll have to pull my roster out to bring these new jackets to you as the action ensues. Strong with it into the paint. Tried to dish off to Arms. That pass stolen, though, by Braden Gooch. Silk with it. Steals it back.
Great move.
A nice move
great
by
move.
Silk.
Good job, Gunter.
Everybody anticipated the assist to Strong. Silk kept it himself and added two.
And that's the advantage of having ground out in front of you. Good job by him.
Right at 2 minutes left to play in this contest. And Trousdale County's Tyler Dixon adds 2 points. 58-36. Clay County going to win this one. Go to 8-0 in the district. 14-2 overall. Those two losses coming to Knox Webb and to Goodpasture. Grant Strong and the other starters going to exit the contest. Strong leaves with 35 points, so that puts him at second against Trousdale.
37, then.
37, I'm sorry. Still leaves him at second in the Rob Edwards era. In a single contest against the Yellow Jackets, Tyreek Key with 38 in postseason action his senior year. Looks like timeout's taken. We're going to stay on air, though, here. Coach Edwards going to go on the floor with freshman Andrew Smith, younger brother of Eli, freshman Weston Birdwell, freshman Wyatt Browning, and a pair of sophomores, Bryce Bailey and Jimmy Burch. Coach Edwards with 8 freshmen on this squad. Smith, Browning, and Birdwell kind of his lead three, usually the first three off the bench when he goes into those freshman reserves. Burchett with it, kicks over to Browning, shot up, no good, rebounded by Trousdale's Carver.
Browning got some quality time the other night in the ball game.
He did.
He did, some very quality time.
Carver with it, passed over by Birdwell. Weston with it across the timeline at right wing, pulls up, gives off to Jimmy. Burchett with it. Minute and a half left. He hands back off to Burble. Burble into the paint. Back to Burchett. Fires the three. Yeah.
Got it.
Jimmy
good.
Burchett knocking it down.
Set up and followed it through. Great looking shot.
Jimmy Burchett doing a nice job this year as a sophomore. Playing a ton of time for Coach Edwards. Started over at Red Bull and when Silk had the leg injury. So depending on what position needs to be replaced, Jimmy Burchett, the first man off the bench this year.
Right here.
Under a minute to play. Clay County 61, Trousdale 38. Jump ball called on the floor. Trousdale with a possession arrow and 5 new faces for Coach Edwards. Freshman Xander Hale, freshman brothers Austin and Colton Anderson. Also joining them, number 31, a freshman, Joseph Birdwell, and Braden Allred, a freshman. So 5 freshmen on the floor.
Right now at this time, if you ask Jimmy Burchett what position he plays number 6.
That's right. That's a good point. He is that 6th man.
That's his position.
Trousdale with it out top. Allred on the defense, doing a nice job, forcing a travel that wasn't called. Miller with it now for the Jackets, kicks it back outside. Shots up from right baseline, no good. Rebounded by Joseph Birdwell. Birdwell with it, coming across the timeline. 25 seconds left in the contest.
Let's get us a shot here, guys. Take it.
Austin Anderson firing it up from right wing. No good. Rebound by Miller. Miller, actually, that's not Miller. They don't have a Miller. It's Tyler Dixon. Dixon, a good-looking young player for Trousdale. Jackets put up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Colton Anderson. 2 seconds left. Allred with it. Time expires prior to his 3-point shot. This one's gone final. Clay County going to go to 14-2 on the year. 8-0 in district. 6A play. Trousdale falls to 7-5 on the year. 5-3 in the district. Clay County will next be in action this coming Friday from Joe Sims Gymnasium against Monterey. Go ahead and stay with us, though. It's time for the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
a detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. The Lady Dogs are now 12-5 on the year with their win tonight, 89-51. And the boys are 14-2 after winning tonight, 61-38. We'll now do the Bulldog Wrap-Up. Brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Thomas, tough, hard-fought District 6A battle tonight. We expected it. Really took about 2.5 quarters before we were able to put them away.
Yeah, you're right, Daniel. Down 3 at the end of 1. Got it out to a 7-point lead at halftime when we outscored them 17-7 in the second quarter. But really didn't get it out to double figures until late in the third. Went up by 10 and then put it away down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Kind of what I thought. Didn't you think, Coach? Tough battle early on. Clay County kind of imposing their will late.
Absolutely. You know, and we look up at the score and they scored 38 points, and I believe they had, 20, 22 at halftime.
Right.
So, but really were kind of balanced, but it was very low score, and it wasn't because they weren't trying to score. We played some good defense tonight. We really played some good off-ball defense and rebounded better tonight, I think, than we have in a while, especially on the both ends of the floor.
I agree. I think we saw early, if we didn't do that, Trousdale was going to eat us up on the boards, and we responded.
We got a bunch of putbacks tonight on offensive rebounds.
Yeah, man, just a good overall team effort, I thought. For Trousdale County, you know, you talk about our defense, only had one player in double figures, and that was Alex Ford. He had 12 tonight. Kane Burnley had 8. Ferris, what was his first name, Trent? Trent Ferris had 3. Cameron Rankins held the 6 points tonight. We talk about how good of a player he is on the interior.
Yeah.
I thought Keaton Arms handled him really well in
there. He's a big body.
6 points tonight. Carver had 3. Pickett, 2. Riger had 2. And Tyler Dixon, 2. So that's what good defense does, isn't it, Coach?
Absolutely. I mean, we didn't give up any good shots tonight. I mean, of course, they hit a couple of threes, but they had to work sometimes for a minute and a half to get that three, which is kind of playing into our hands, too, also with the pace of the game.
No doubt about it. And then, of course, Clay County led by Grant Strong's 37 points tonight. But big shots from Jeff Spivey. He made 2 threes tonight for 6 points. Gunnar Silk, also timely buckets with 7 points tonight. Keaton Arms, we talked about his defense and him on the boards. He also had 5 points. Eli Smith, 2. Jimmy Burchett at 3 late. And Bryce Bailey just had 1 point, but also played some big minutes in this ball game, guys, when Jeff Spivey was in foul trouble. Same thing for Jimmy Burchett when Gunnar Silk was. So, you know, we talk about not much depth here, but just enough. 2 really good bench players. John Hamilton not playing tonight. We usually have 3.
Right.
They came in and didn't make mistakes.
That's right.
A lot of times, you know, we'll come in and our subs will make a couple of mistakes until they get in the flow of the game. It didn't happen tonight. They came in off the bench ready to play and went right into the flow of the game and didn't make those mistakes tonight.
Right. What jumps out at me here, guys, you know, I saw it at the Gordonsville game, too. You know, that first quarter up until halftime, every team in this district is going to give Clay County kind of some fits. They throw something different at them. We saw them go with a 1-2-2 defense. We saw them drop back in the 2-3 matchup, Coach. We saw Gordonsville go boxing 1. You mentioned that earlier, you know, but Coach Edwards works through that. Grant Strong works through that. And then the Clay County defense comes through, and they end up in the second half. You play 32 minutes against this team, they're going to figure you out and get you down the stretch.
You know, we had another good game by Eli. I don't know how many points Eli wound up with, but he had some big buckets tonight.
He did.
In some very, very crucial times.
And just one passing comment here before we wrap up, the Eagle Panels wrap up. You know, we're talking about Jimmy and Bryce. I think we personally maybe undervalue is the wrong word, but we're used to, this is the number 2 team in the state of Tennessee.
That's right.
And a big part of it is because of Grant Strong, but it's a whole team effort. If Jimmy Burchett and Bryce Bailey were on the other 7 teams in this district, they're probably starters.
That's right.
And they're coming off the bench here for Coach Edwards. So, yeah, to us, they are those young, maybe a little inexperienced guys who are coming into their own, but they're great players in their own right, and I think we're a little desensitized to that because of the greatness that we have seen over the last several years here in Clay County.
Valid point.
And, you know, then the way these teams are playing us, they're kind of forcing us to make Grant score more points.
That's true.
And, you know, because, you know, like I said, a couple of times they've tried to, you know, guard other people, and as long as it stays close, you know what we're going to do. We're going to try to get the ball in Grant's hands, and he's going to, you know, he'll score quite a bit, but he'll also give up the ball at the right time. And like I said, get Eli some good easy baskets, get Gunner some good baskets, and then you look up and Jeff Spivey hit 2 threes in a row.
That's right.
Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Beco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. We're going to play one more promo here on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. Come back and announce the TDS top performers before signing off.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your host.
Back here for the final time tonight on the Horizon Sports Network. Boys and girls win tonight over Trousdale County, and it's time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. A lot of great performances by multiple players on both squads. Girls' side of action, it was the early onslaught of points by Katie Arms that convinced us that she was deserving of the TDS top performer. 4 3-pointers, I believe it was, during that first half, and just red hot.
She has been, Daniel, and you know it. We've talked about how this Lady Bulldog team has come into their own. Well, it's been behind the leadership of Katie Arms. She's setting that example. She's got confidence in everything she's doing, and now she's getting confidence in that outside shot. And when she gets that, she's pretty hard to stop.
She is. She is. Coming together at the right time.
No
25 points in the first half.
All in the first half, had 11 or 12 in the first quarter, two of those threes, and then the other two threes came in the second quarter and scored the remainder there. So just a great job by Katie Arms. And it's not just her scoring. We talked about the Clay County and their defense. And that's one thing that's got this team going, too, is Coach Walker has got them up playing that tight man defense, the denial out on the perimeter. And Katie Arms is part of that.
A huge part. Boys side of action. Go ahead and announce it there.
It's a no-brainer. Of course, Grant Strong with 37 points tonight. We've seen down this district stretch, you know, he's been held under 30 a time or two. We saw him with 20 at Red Bull, and of course we know why. That was just a blowout game where the starters didn't need to be in there, but 25, 27, that kind of thing. Grant turned it up a notch tonight and got to 37, and he did it with at the free throw line. You know, he forced the issue, puts pressure on every defense in this league and gets to the free throw line. And plus, he made some big three-pointers, and we all love the highlights that he throws down, stole the ball, brought it down in traffic, and threw it down. Grant Strong is one of the best players in the state and maybe the best here in Class A, and he is our TDS top performer also tonight.
Well said. Tonight's TDS top performers were Katie Arms and Grant Strong, and they were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Until this coming Friday evening, we'll be broadcasting live here in Salina from Joe Sims Gymnasium. For Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.